Can we go around the room first? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
This is Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Mark Haig, United Kingdom.
Bernard Siré from Lyon in France.
Okay, Mario Roberts from South Africa.
Orhan Yeter, Istanbul, Turkey.
Okay, for anyone who is new, this is an interactive session. You can ask questions at any time, and you will also be asked questions during the session. Right, last week we had a game in a Nidorf Sicilian where white managed to lose or give up the queen for three minor pieces. Let's hope white can do better this week. Game move begins pawn delta 4. White plays pawn delta 4. Game move for black, knight foxtrot 6. Game move for white, pawn Charlie 4. Pawn Charlie 4. Game move for black, pawn Charlie 5.
Pawn, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm Jose Maria Zaponana from Argentina. Hello.
Okay.
I'm just in time to get into the session.
If you are willing to pay a $10 fine.
Okay.
Just put it in an attachment on an email to me, okay?
You accept bitcoins?
Okay, the game moves. Pawn, delta 4. Knight, foxtrot 6. Pawn, Charlie 4. Pawn, Charlie 5. And this is white to play.
Okay. That's the
penalty. Thank you very much, Paul. I will silence my microphone.
Okay. So, what we have is white to play. There are a few moves here. The most common move is pawn delta 5, closing the centre, taking some space advantage. However, it allows an aggressive set of responses if you play pawn delta 5. The alternatives, if you wish to know, knight foxtrot 3. And after Charlie 5 takes delta 4, knight takes delta 4, there are options of a reverse Sicilian. White having the black side of a reverse Sicilian, depending on how black plays. You can also get transposition into a direct transposition into a Meroxy bind Sicilian with white having the white side of us. Or black can go for a King's Indian. And we can even get into the games we throw in our four pawns attack studies. So knight foxtrot 3 avoids the complications of pushing on. Lastly, there is pawn echo 3, but this really scores badly for white. None of the grandmasters play it, so if you're going to play the queen's gambit off like this, you have to be prepared for pawn sharp 5.
And pawn takes pawn is an option.
Sorry?
Pawn takes pawn is also an option.
It is, but it doesn't seem to score very well either. I think that the problem is you're entering into Sicilian territory, having played pawn Charlie 4, which might not be to your advantage in the variations that come up. Yeah, but you're right, pawn takes pawn is an option. Well, the game move for white is pawn delta 5. Right. There are several moves here for black now. You can play it calmly with pawn delta 6. Similarly, you can play it slowly with pawn golf 6. You can be a little bit more aggressive with pawn echo 6. Or you can be very seriously aggressive and play the game move. Game move for black is pawn, bravo, 5. Yeah. Right, this is the Benko Gambis.
There's also Echo 5.
Oh, yes, it's Echo 5, the check Benoni. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, which tends to lead to a closed position. White doesn't normally take on Passant. You just leave it and sit on your space advantage. You would play pawn echo 4 at some point and protect this, and you'd be looking for break with pawn fox shot 4. Okay, so pawn bravo 5 is the game move. There are two attitudes White can take here. You can accept the pawn, or you can just ignore it.
So Benko Gambit, is it?
It's the Benko Gambis. Benko is offering the gambit. Yeah, he didn't invent this. I've also seen it known as the Volga Gambit. But I think he's...
He died also a few days ago, I think.
Yeah, it's a week ago. But the opening lives on. So.
Yeah.
So he played it most popularly, and if you play a variation often enough, you can have your name attached to it these days. All right, White can ignore it, play moves like Knight, Foxtrot 3, Pawn Echo 3, I'm not too sure about. You can ignore it with Pawn Golf 3, because if Black ever takes on Charlie 4, Black's never going to keep that pawn.
What about Echo 4?
Well, there's a knight on Foxtrot 6, isn't there?
Ah, yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, incidentally, before Black played Pawn Bravo 5, there is a system involving Black playing on Move 3. This is after White pushes past Pawn Delta 5, and we are considering all those options. Instead of Pawn Bravo 5, Black can play Knight Echo 4, which is a sneaky little system. I think it might be called the Pterodactyl. Don't dismiss it. It intends to give White some structural damage, or to get White tied down with all developments. There aren't all that too many games at Grandmaster level, because it isn't all that good, but it might catch the odd club player out. Don't dismiss it. So if you've got to play this system, I suggest you study Knight Echo 4 on Move 3 for Black. It shouldn't take long for you to find out what to do about it. But I warn you, you can get caught out with Knight Charlie 3, Queen Alpha 5. You can find yourself getting double pawns all over the place if you're not careful. Okay, so White is at a crossroad. Do you start accepting the gambit material, which undermines your Delta 5 pawn, or do you just ignore it?
No.
Well, I think if you're going to push past with pawn Delta 5, I think you just have to bite the bullet and learn the line against the Benko Gambit. So the game move for us today is Charlie 4 takes Bravo 5. And I would recommend you, if you ever get this system as White, to take the pawn and learn how to play against it.
And if you ignore it, he can push the pawn Bella 4, right?
Maybe. That's a possibility, and then you will be cramped on your Charlie 3 square. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, Black to play. There are other moves you can play here, but most players play the game move. The game move for Black is pawn Alpha 6.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is where White has lots of decisions to make. You can just let Black have the pawn back if you want, but most White players tend to either push past pawn Bravo 6 and deny Black the opportunity of getting a bishop on Alpha 6. If you take it, Black will play bishop takes Alpha 6. If you push past pawn Bravo 6, Black will not get the free and easy game Black's hoping for. Black wants you to take this pawn, and then Black will castle kingside with a fianchetto and mass all the pieces on the queen side, aiming to win both your queen side Alpha 2, Bravo 2 pawns. And if White gets it slightly wrong, Black will be in the game, get the pawn back and just be better. Mm-hmm. If you lose one pawn, you'll probably lose both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a pawn down instead of a pawn up.
Yeah. And another thing about this pawn structure is Black's got a nice strong pawn on Charlie 5. It can be used for an anchor point to land a piece on Bravo 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can back off here with Knight Foxtrot 3. You could play Knight Charlie 3. I don't know if there are any other moves. I don't think Queen Bravo 3 comes into the reckoning. Mm. I don't think Queen Alpha 4 comes into the reckoning either.
I suppose you can play Echo 3.
Yeah, you can play Echo 3.
I know that some people tend to play Felix 3.
Yeah, so when Alpha takes Bravo 5, you play Pawn Echo 4. Play it like a same-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of solid systems available here for White.
Yeah, but yeah. I think I like just pushing past to Bear 6 in this position.
In other words, do not give the Gambiteer what they want. They want an active position where they can just get their pieces developed and follow a standard plan very quickly and get pressure on you. Yeah. Okay, well, the game move for White is Bravo 5 takes Alpha 6. Game move, Bravo 5 takes Alpha 6. And here, almost everyone plays Bishop takes Alpha 6. Knight takes Alpha 6 is known, but hardly anyone ever plays this. The Grandmasters don't play it, to my knowledge. Or if they do, it's because they're playing somebody so lower rated that they think they can virtually do anything, and they're probably right. No. So the game move for Black is Bishop takes Alpha 6. And this is where White has to start making some serious decisions. And it's what you're going to do with your Foxtrot 1 Bishop. This is the key player for White. It's got two futures. You can organise moving your Echo Pawn forward so that Black will play Bishop takes Bishop on Foxtrot 1. And White takes with a king and plays pawn, golf 3, and fianchetto as the king. And it's quite safe and solid there, believe it or not. The alternative for White is to play pawn, golf 3 at some point and get the bishop out to either golf 2 or hotel 3.
Yeah.
So that's the first big White decision in the gambit line. You've accepted the pawn, and there's no simple way to give it back. Believe me, this is a true gambit pawn. There's no easy way for White to give a pawn back to relieve the pressure. What you have to tough it out now with White.
Knight Charlie 3, I think.
But it would be active maybe for White if you play golf 3 and bishop golf 2. You had a long diagonal here.
So, and you're protecting your Delta 5 pawn, which might become a problem in the long term. Black might decide to gang up on it by playing pawn Delta 6, transfer the Bellerate Knight Delta 7 to Bravo 6, and play Bishop Bravo 7. And if White is not careful, White can lose the Delta 5 pawn. Mm-hmm. Or have three pieces tied down to defending it. And if all your pieces are tied down to defending an important pawn, then you can't get on with an attack across the rest of the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, golf 3 is a good system. Safe and solid, gives nothing away.
Yeah.
And it forces Black to justify the pawn sacrifice. And Black would put all the heavy pieces, the rooks, the queen, and as many pieces that are safe to have on the queen side, on the queen side. Black will have a two pieces on the king side, bishop golf 7, knight foxtrot 6. Everything else heads queen side, aiming at Bravo 2, Alpha 2. Okay. Well, this is the big decision time. You can postpone it for a move, and that's what White does. What the game move for White is knight Charlie 3. Okay. Now, again, for Black, these moves can be played in different move order. Black is going to play the plan of pawn golf 6, bishop golf 7, castle kingside, pawn delta 6, knight bravo delta 7, and then think again. And you can do them in many move orders. I suggest you should do them in pawn golf 6, pawn delta 6, and then bishop golf 7. But it doesn't greatly matter. White is not going to push pawn delta 6 on you. Okay. So, black to play. The game move for black is pawn delta 6. But pawn golf 6 is playing the system. Right, so where are we? Move 7. Right, that's move 6 for white, move 6 for black. Game move for white is knight foxtrot 3. Again, white is postponing the commitments. White is not showing black whether he's going to move the echo pawn or the golf pawn. So white is playing moves that fit in with the white system and wanting to see black make some commitments.
I already have knight foxtrot 3. Is knight charlie 3 or playing?
Knight charlie 3 was the previous move, yeah.
I did the foxtrot, okay.
Okay, so you just swapped them around, yeah. It wouldn't have mattered. Yeah, it wouldn't have greatly mattered.
Mm-hmm.
So black.
So white is a pawn on delta 5, a knight charlie 3, and a knight on foxtrot 3, and it's black to play. Game move for black is pawn golf 6.
Yes, false.
Game move for white. Well, it's either the echo pawn or the golf pawn. There are no more postponed moves. You have to do one of these moves. I can't tell you the difference between the two. If you move the echo pawn, black will trade bishops on foxtrot 1. And if you move the golf pawn, then the black bishop on alpha 6 will be pointing at your echo pawn for quite a few moves.
If you... We'll take the bishop, so we cannot castle also.
You fear and chasse the king.
Ah, maybe, but...
Yeah. Lose some tempi for white doing it that way.
Yeah, but you've got the centre. You've got a safe king on golf 2. It's similar. If white had played pawn golf 3 and black had lined up queen charlie 8, bishop delta 7, bishop hotel 3, and traded on golf 2, where's the difference?
Yeah.
Yes, you have lost tempi, but black will have lost 2 tempi by moving the bishop twice. So
yeah.
And you haven't moved your fox trot 1 bishop anyway, so you don't really lose any tempo.
It's important. Tempo counts as important in a move in an opening like King's Gambit. But if you open up with the Reti, knight foxtrot 3, and play pawn delta 3, pawn golf 3, bishop golf 2, you can afford to lose one or two tempi. There's no weaknesses in the white position, there's nothing to aim at, and there's nothing left unguarded.
There's no real contact on the pawns, yeah.
Yeah, it's still a game of two halves. The forces haven't met. If you remember the London system we had a few weeks back, white playing the London system against the Dutch. We had white 4 pieces developed and black 1 piece developed. And yet white couldn't break through. There was no big advantage for white. White was probably better, but there was no big advantage. There was no way to break through. But I warn you, don't think you can go 3 or 4 tempi down and be immune. You can't do it in all positions. If you play openings like the Giuoco Piano or the Italian game or the Evans Gambit, a tempo can be dramatically important in openings like that. You could find yourself ending up in what's a well-known crush from the 1920s. So... decision time. White in the game plays pawn, golf 3. So white's going to leave the alpha 6 bishop, just pointing at a pawn on echo 2. Okay. Golf 3. Black in the game. Game move for black, bishop golf 7. Right. Okay. think I should let you know who's playing this game. It's a couple of Russian players. I think they were both untitled at the time. This game was played in 1988 in Leningrad. The names, I doubt if they would be known to you. White has gone on to become a grandmaster around about 2004, and Black, I think, has gone on to become an international master. I reckon these players are about between 2200 and 2250. Now, they could be a bit stronger, because, as you know, in 1988, not many players got out of Russia to compete chess. You had to be amongst the elite to get out and compete in European Open tournaments. So these players, they might be 2300 to 2350. And White is also known for playing correspondence chess. Right. Now, anyone any ideas what White can do here?
What can do here? Well, bishop golf 2, right?
Bishop golf 2 or bishop hotel 3?
Yeah, I think they're both known. Well, bishop golf 2, obviously. There must be hundreds of games in the database with this position.
What idea is for White to put a knight on Charlie 4? It can't be chased there.
A knight where?
Charlie 4.
Apart from bishop takes Charlie 4.
Well, you have to protect it somehow.
If you play pawn bravo 3, you might be running into problems on the Charlie 3 knights.
No, I think the safest is probably bishop golf 2.
Since when did you play safe moves? Okay. That is an unfair comment. You didn't say I would play. You said I think the safest is. And I think you're correct. The safest is bishop golf 2.
And I would play bishop golf 2 in this position.
All right. There are three games in the database that I consulted with this move. And White is responsible for all three of them.
Yeah.
So this is a pet system. White in the game plays pawn, hotel, 4.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's fairly obvious what White is going to do. White is going to go pawn, hotel, 5, and open the hotel. There are now only two games in the database. Oh, no, hang on. No, there are three. There are three games in the database, because White's... Yeah, there must be three games still. In two of the games, Black plays the game move, and in the other game, Black doesn't. So, the non-game move is Black playing Knight Bravo Delta 7, but it probably transposes anyway. The game move for Black is... Game move for Black is to Castle Kingside.
Yeah, but Hotel 5 certainly is worth of consideration. You will definitely slow down the Black stack, and you don't have major weaknesses. So... The pawn is still on Eva 7, so I like the idea of playing Hotel 5 with Black in this position.
Okay. There are many variations in the English opening where one player throws the hotel pawn forward once, and the player immediately responds to block it with their own hotel pawn. I don't think Black Pawn Hotel 6 is particularly good. I think that's going to create more targets than it stops. I think White will push Pawn Hotel 5, and the Black if it pushes past with Pawn Golf 5. I think the Black King side is far weaker than the White position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Hotel 5, an idea. Nobody's tried it yet.
White can kind of force Golf 4 for White.
Yeah, you could play bishop hotel 3, knight hotel 2, get castle queen side first, maybe, and then play knight hotel 3, pawn foxtrot 3, gold 4. So it's not a fortress by any means, pawn hotel 5. It just slows up the white play. All right, hotel 5, do your own analysis on that. Game move for black is castle's king side. Right. Well, to be consistent, the game move for white is pawn hotel 5. Mm. Back to play. Any ideas?
If it's Bobby Fischer, he'll probably sacrifice his rook or something, wouldn't he?
Well, black would have to play knight takes hotel 5 first, yeah. Mm. But you're right. There's a game against Larsen in his my 60 Memorial Games. I think it's Larsen, called Slaying the Dragon.
Mm.
And Fischer plays pawn hotel 5. Black plays knight takes hotel 5. Fischer plays rook takes knight hotel 5. And his comment to the move is something along the lines, I've played this exchange sacrifice so many times, I'm thinking of applying for a copyright.
Yeah.
Sack mate or something, isn't it, I think, you know?
Yeah, rook takes knight, hotel 5, and it's very difficult to defend against.
Yes, but the idea of white is to castle queenside, but now the black queenside is really open, so it would be very dangerous for white to castle queenside.
Yes. It would be very double-edged. You get a very double-edged game if you castle queenside as white here.
I think it's too late to change his mind. Black has allowed white to play hotel 5, so black has to go all through the line. I think it's now the only move that makes sense, and at least that is consistent, is to play knight takes pawn and allow for rook takes knight if white wishes to do that. The way I see rook takes knight is that it will take so much time to transfer the other rook to the king side. The queen is not developed that black will have plenty of time to organize resistance by playing moves like rook Eva 3, knight delta 7, knight Felix 6, knight Felix 8, trying to defend everything. So, I think it's reasonable to play knight takes hotel 5 now. And the other move maybe could be knight Bella delta 7, but it won't slow the attack anyway, so why not grab the pawn?
Okay, well, it's just...
Maybe that's the deliver move to waiting that black takes knight takes hotel 5, and then white has the echo 4 square for his knight Charlie 3. Maybe something, the attack comes from that side,
and a knight can come in on gold 5. Yeah. Oh yes, if you're going to give up the exchange, you must get pieces into the king side very quickly.
Mm.
You're playing for checkmate. If knight takes hotel 5, rook takes hotel 5, you are playing to checkmate, nothing else. Nothing else will do. I cannot draw judgment on knight takes hotel 5. There is only one other game. The other game, in black castle and king side, black took the pawn, and the game was just too difficult to assess.
Mm.
It could have gone either way. And there's only one game to go on. I can tell you white won, but I don't know if white deserved to win. Black might have missed opportunities. All right.
Black would play pawn takes pawn.
Mm-hmm. haven't looked at that. I'm not quite sure what to do about pawn takes pawn.
I suppose white eventually could play golf.
Well, white might be able to do moves like bishop h03. But how to follow up? You need king safety somewhere.
That's true. You're making the black king a little unsafe, but the white king is also unsafe.
Well, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Maybe knight rook h4 after pawn takes pawn.
Knight h04 coming in on foxtrot 5, maybe. Yes. Intending to eliminate the golf 7 bishop. That must help the king side attack. And doubled hotel pawns aren't particularly good, are they?
No.
So I think you play it slowly. I think you play, you get on with some queenside development and then castle queenside and then start to launch a kingside attack. All right.
Mm-hmm. Hard to believe in castle queenside by white because black, the alpha and bravo files are open for attack on the white king. And
okay, well, three responses. Pawn takes pawn. We'll create weaknesses on foxtrot 5. You dare not let your dark squared bishop go. Knight takes pawn, and you get structural weaknesses with an exchange sacrifice. Or you could just ignore it and see what happens. That's what black does. Black says, show me. Game move for black is knight bravo delta 7. Knight bravo delta 7. Well,
yeah, one of the somewhat similar ideas when there were women playing, there was knight takes rook, pawn takes. Knight takes, rook takes knight, pawn takes rook. But then right there was an immediate queen takes hotel 5, so that made it quite good to fight. But,
well,
a long way to go here before white can even attack that pawn.
Yeah, you'd need to move the echo pawn and the foxtrot 3 knights.
Yeah. And meanwhile, black's doing something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Long term, that hotel 5 pawn is going to be very difficult to defend.
Yes.
And if black brings a second knight to foxtrot 6, white can go bishop golf 5, take it, and then round up the hotel 5 pawn.
No.
Oh, no, you can only take once. Oh, that's the exchange sack line, yeah. Yeah. So if both knights are eliminated by knight takes hotel 5, rook takes hotel 5, and the second knight comes across to foxtrot 6, bishop golf 5 takes foxtrot 6. There's no knights on the king side for black anymore. So if white can get in queen takes hotel 5 and start bringing one of the other knights into the king side, there's going to be a lot of prodding and probing in front of the black king. And if the white queen ever hits hotel 5, a rook hotel 1 is going to be very difficult to defend against. But this is a very long way off. You will only know your exchange sacrifice is sound or unsound by about move 22, 23. Mm-hmm. And this is about move 11. So the next 11 moves will be very important.
Yeah.
And why has king safety problems himself? And we can change down. So.
White can always play bishop hotel 3, king foxtrot 1, golf 2.
Yeah.
And then bring the Queen's Rook across to Hotel 1.
I was thinking of some master plan for white that could be the following one. Open the hotel file, pawn takes pawn, pawn takes pawn. And then we play the Queen Anna 4, Bishop moves, Queen Hotel 4, and then we will try to eliminate the Bishop by playing Bishop Hotel 6. So transfer the queen to hotel 4 via alpha 4, after we have opened the H file and try to exploit this open file.
Have you played Queen Alpha 4?
Not yet. First pawn takes pawn.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Hotel Sage Golf, yes. Queen Alpha 4, Bishop takes Echo 2. Black has played Knight Bravo Delta 7.
Yeah, so we will play. The bishop is still in phase 1.
Yes, but rook takes alpha 4.
Yeah, risky to
play. Oh, yes, right. Yeah, sorry, I thought there was a pawn on alpha 7. I didn't see it. And so, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, queen off.
Of course, it doesn't work.
Okay, all right, tactically, it fails. But strategically, if you ignore the tactics, it's a strong idea. But you would have to play queen delta 2 to foxtrot 4 to hotel 4.
Mm-hmm.
Has Black already played knight to
knight bravo delta 7. Black has tandem knights, foxtrot 6, delta 7.
That hasn't played, okay.
Black has played knight bravo, yeah. White played pawn hotel 5, and Black replied knight bravo delta 7. Okay, the game move for White is to be consistent. Hotel 5 takes golf 6. And the game move for Black is hotel 7 takes golf 6. Right. Okay, where are we? Right. Yeah. So.
Any reason why Black wouldn't consider taking with the Felix pawn?
Yeah, Bishop Hotel 3 to Echo 6.
Oh, see, yeah. Right. Good point. Yep.
And then you will have horrendous problems against your Hotel 7 pawn. It's not mate yet, but your king is never going. You would have to play moves like Bishop Charlie 8, Knight Bravo 6 to break the grip.
Yeah.
Okay, Hotel takes Golf 6 for White, Hotel takes Golf 6 for Black. And the game move for White has been hinted out there. The game move for White is Bishop Hotel 3. Again, White can still go King Foxtrot 1, Golf 2, and have all the fun of the hotel file. Queen Delta 2, Foxtrot 4, Hotel 4, play a move like Bishop takes Knight and then Bishop Hotel 6, or just come in Bishop Hotel 6 first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, Black to play. Okay, a thematic move. I'm not convinced this is the best for Black, but it's a move that they play in the system. And since instances of White playing an early Hotel 4, Hotel 5 are so rare, Black really probably has no games to call on.
So Queen Alpha 4, Alpha 5?
Queen Alpha 5 fits quite nicely for Black. Good active square. Intending Knight Echo 4, but I'm not quite sure if Black should be attacking in the centre with a fully open hotel file. I think I would probably in this position play Rook Bravo 8 and see what happens. Yeah, the game move for Black is Rook Echo 8. I'm not really sure what that is doing. Maybe Black wants to play Knight Foxtrot 8 and pawn Echo 6.
Yes, probably.
Do you think he'd want to put that rook on Bravo?
Or maybe Black's just saying you're not going to make me on crude ideas of putting your queen on the hotel file. Yeah. You've vacated the Foxtrot 8 square.
Yeah.
for either a knight or the king, if need be. A knight on Foxtrot 8 would be very useful. Even though it congests the Black King, it takes away the flight square, it covers Hotel 7. Alright, so Rook Echo 8 is the game move. I'm not too sure about that.
Doesn't look very good.
Well, if you don't follow up with Pawn Echo 6, it's, unless Black was just keeping the options open, and Knight Foxtrot 8.
Yeah, but I think speed is important here, so you should move the queen and put that rook over and Bravo 8. Zip, zip.
All right. So White in the game. Game move for White is Queen Charlie 2. Queen Charlie 2. So White's beginning to give indications of I might think of moving my Charlie 1 bishop and castle queenside.
Why didn't he take the knights on Delta 7?
That piece is protected twice.
Yeah, but you should remove one of the Black's defender, you know? Mm-hmm. Because he will play Knight Foxtrot 8 and defend everything.
I think I'd rather keep the bishop, but yeah, I think Black would take with the queen.
Yeah, of course.
Why not? Why not? Why not try to?
I think the white bishop is the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the white Hotel 3 bishop is a better attacker than the black. Delta 7 knight would be a defender.
Don't know if he played the Foxtrot 8, so everything will be on the control. Bishop on Golf 7, Knight on Foxtrot 6, Foxtrot 8. How do you attack? So.
Yeah, I kind of agree because the bishop's in the way of the rook. Kind of, well, and what is it doing on that diagonal? It can't go anywhere.
White can play pawn Golf 4 to Golf 5 at the right moment. That kicks one defender out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, possible.
The knight would come to Hotel 5, you then go Bishop Golf 4, and then you're threatening to win a pawn on Hotel 5 as well as breaking open the Black King side.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
The bishop is stopping Black from playing Knight Golf 4, which might be. Sometimes you move this Foxtrot 6 knight away for tactics on the long diagonal. So at least it's making it expensive. Knight Golf 4 will be expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the bishop. I'd rather have the bishop active. Even if Black plays Knight Foxtrot 8, I've still got an active position with this bishop.
I think I would still try to double up rook and queen on the hotel file and try to fianchetto the king in this kind of position and play hotel 6. Bishop hotel 6 says, even if I need to play bishop takes knight delta 7.
Well, you can leave it. There's no need to commit, yeah. Get on with some development before committing. And if Black plays knight Foxtrot 8, you know it's permanently defending. It's one piece out of play. You could just ignore the king side attack and just play more centrally. Fianchetto the king on golf 2, play pawn echo 4, bishop echo 3, double rooks on the hotel file. What players Black got?
Yeah.
I keep this as an attacker. Yeah. Game move for Black is fairly predictable, I think. White has played Queen Charlie 2. Game move for Black is Rook Bravo 8.
Not that either. He's moving the rook from one good file to another, and it costs him a whole move.
I think he's got plans of some interesting play on the dark squares.
You better not. I'd rather go up the queen and I put the rook, the other rook on Bravo 8. That would make more sense. Mm-hmm. The two files that he bought for a pawn. Now he's using only one of them.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree. Lifting the queen off the back rank first for black. Switching the foxtrot rook over to the Bravo file. And then if things really get difficult for the black king, he can run foxtrot 8, echo 8, delta 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some pressure on the queen side then with the two rooks.
And it is more consistent with the Benko Gambit to put rooks on the Alpha Bravo file and then wait and see. It's usually double rooks on the Bravo file. Though I'm prepared to accept that sometimes you might double rooks on the Alpha file.
Yeah.
Black is looking to get pieces nicely developed on the queen side, build lots of pressure, and then play against White's attempted defences to keep the pawn. And if White gets it wrong and Black wins the pawn back, I think Black is I think Black is going to be very, very much better. I've seen so many games where if one pawn goes on the queen side, they both go. And Black's left with a protected passed pawn on Charlie 5. And then Black can just liquidate down to a king and pawn ending or a piece ending. Anything, virtually anything other than a queen versus queen ending should be winning or close to winning for Black.
Yeah, Black with one of those pawns, then the other pawn is extremely weak. So it's very easy. Often it's easy to get to win that one as well.
Yeah, and usually when you're defending and you drop the pawn, it means all your inactive pieces have been working for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have virtually no activity because you've been trying to absorb all the pressure. And your opponent's pieces then just invade because the defensive pawn has been lost. You might as well have let the pawn go and have your pieces more actively placed. But you're not to know that. Sometimes you set off with the intention of saying, I can hold this. I'll let my opponents have the pressure. I'll keep hold of the pawn. I will slowly unravel. And then I will be a pawn up for the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that happens for you. Sometimes it doesn't.
That's it.
Yeah.
And, yes.
All right, Black has played Rook Bravo 8. Game move Rook Bravo 8. Well, White's got to get on with some developments. White in the game plays Bishop Echo 3.
Mm.
Right. It's Black to play. Any ideas?
Queen Bella 6.
What's wrong with the plan now of playing Queen Alpha 4 and Queen Hotel 4? Now the rook is no longer on the A file. The bishop has to move.
Oh, it has to be defended by something.
Yeah.
Queen Alpha 4 to Hotel 4, okay. And your idea is then Bishop Hotel 6.
Yes, or maybe even Knight. I may even consider Knight Gold 5. Knight takes pawn, face 7. Bishop, check. Yeah. Or this kind of horrors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the light squares could become very weak if another black pawn disappears.
Queen Hotel 4.
Hmm. Queen Alpha 4 to Hotel 4. That's the...
But black has enough defenders, right? So it's not...
The idea is Queen Alpha 4, Queen Hotel 4,
yeah,
Bishop Hotel 6.
Mm-hmm.
Trade bishops, queen hotel 6 check, king golf 8, queen hotel 8 mate.
Hmm. I can play bishop hotel 8.
Hotel 8.
Yes, but in this situation, black has a four.
Queen alpha four. You lose the alpha six bishop.
Yes.
After queen alpha four, black does something. Queen hotel four, there is rook bravo four. And the white queen cannot stay on the hotel file. So she must move off the hotel file. In fact, she's close to being lost. White has to either go queen golf five and come back down the diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
So queen alpha four, hotel four looks too optimistic. Queen alpha four, bishop moves somewhere, or queen bravo six, queen hotel four, queen bravo four. Forces white to do something with the queen.
Queen bravo four, we may play, we can't.
Or queen takes bravo two.
There's a bishop on Charlie one if you're playing queen alpha four.
So queen alpha four, queen bravo six, queen hotel four.
Queen bravo four.
Knight post rat eight.
Queen bravo four, maybe we can play Eva four, maybe. I don't know.
No. Queen bravo six, queen hotel four, and queen knight foxtrot eight, bishop hotel six, then we can play queen takes bravo two. Maybe.
But you have to be careful about bishop takes golf seven. Mm-hmm. You might win a rook on the queen side and lose.
Queen takes Charlie three check.
King foxtrot one.
Queen takes alpha one.
King golf two. Now you threatened with mate and rook takes queen. And you threatened with mate no matter what on the king side.
Yeah, I still think that this plan is playable for, and I think I would try it for.
Black has to defend accurately. Yeah, it's dangerous. Whether it's winning, I don't know.
No, I don't know either. But usually it's. When you have the H file that open, and it's almost lethal for the black king, so you have to try to do something about that.
10:57 a.m.
Okay. Well, the game move for white is bishop echo three.
10:57 a.m.
Black to play. Any ideas?
Knight foxtrot 8.
Yes.
Okay, nothing particularly wrong with that.
Or queen bravo 6 also possible.
White would probably castle queen side there. Dangerous, I know, but there you go.
Knight echo 4, then.
Allowing what knight takes echo for?
Bishop takes bravo 2, check.
King delta 2.
You may have some tactics with... I can see tactics with knight takes delta 5 and rook takes beta 2 and the bishop is still very active on the long diagonal.
This is in the game position, is it?
Yeah, it's a game position.
So you're suggesting there's an extra attack, that the golf 7 bishop has an extra attack on bravo 2. If neither of the knights were present, black would have a crushing rook takes bravo 2.
So I was suggesting to play knight takes pawn, maybe.
So the idea is black plays knight takes pawn delta 5, trying to deflect the white knight's knight takes knight delta 5.
Yes, and then rook takes pawn.
Queen moves somewhere, and you have rook takes echo 2 check.
Yes.
Or maybe queen alpha 5 check first, I don't know.
Maybe, yes.
So you're sacrificing a piece of two pawns and one big attack. The game move for black is knight takes pawn, delta 5.
Mm. Very good.
So if knight takes knight now for white, rook takes bravo 2, the queen has to go somewhere, and black can then choose between queen alpha 5 check, or rook takes echo 2 check, or bishop takes echo 2. Rook takes echo 2 is useful because as you do so, you unleash the Gulf 7 bishop on white's alpha 1 rook. Right. So, what are you going to do, white? You've just lost an important centre pawn.
Yes. What can we do? What can we do?
What?
Don't like that.
Well, you're not going to play knight takes knight, are you, as white?
No.
No, you need to do something else. And if you're not careful, black is threatening moves like rook takes bravo 2, queen takes bravo 2, bishop takes charlie 3, check. Ouch. This is making 1e4 look quite playable.
Yes.
Bishop David 4 playable.
Charlie 5 pawn.
Oh god, yeah, sorry. Knight takes delta 5.
Rook takes bravo 2.
Queen takes golf 6.
Fox shot takes golf 6.
Bishop echo 6 check.
King fox shot 8 is forced.
Does it work?
If your knight from Delta 5 could stretch to Golf 6, you would have a mate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go through this again. Knight takes Delta 5. Rook takes Bravo 2. Okay. Queen takes Golf 6. If you're going to lose properly. Queen yes. takes Golf 6. Foxtrot takes Golf 6. Bishop Echo 6 check. Only one move. King, foxtrot 8. Now, if you'd had a knight on golf 5 already, knight hotel 7 would be mate.
Yes, right.
If one of your knights could land on golf 6, that would be a mating pattern.
But how can we do that?
Well, okay, you want to look at knight takes delta 5, rook takes bravo 2, queen takes ghost, it's foxtrot takes ghost, it's bishop echo 6, king fox plus 8. Well, you just maneuver one of your knights around to land on either golf 6 or hotel 7.
Right.
What, knight
hector 4? Well, a variety of ways of doing it.
Knight gold 5?
Knight gold 5? Yeah, that would threaten knight hotel 7 mates, yeah. Are there any other ideas? Any other options?
Queen takes pawn, but doesn't seem to work. Queen takes pawn, pawn takes queen, bishop Eva 6 check. King Felix 8, and then it's not, unfortunately, knight golf 5 is not enough for a win.
This pattern only works if the black king has no flight squares. All black would have to do is move the golf 7 bishop in some way, and then knight hotel 7 is not checkmate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back again. Let's examine the obvious one first. Knight takes delta 5. Rook takes bravo 2. Queen takes golf 6. Foxtrot takes golf 6. Bishop echo 6 check. King foxtrot 8. You only need one more check and it's mate. But, well, obviously not. If you had rooks... You can't go rook hotel 8 check. It has to be a check on the light squares with a knight. A knight golf 5 intending knight hotel 7 is 1. Are there any other ideas involved with getting a knight to either hotel 7 or golf 6?
Knight foxtrot 4.
Knight from delta 5 to foxtrot 4 also threatens a clever pattern knight takes golf 6 mate.
Yes.
Right. There's another idea for white here. You could play on move 1, bishop echo 6.
Yes.
Which pins the foxtrot 7 pawn. You're threatening queen takes golf 6 check, followed by queen takes foxtrot 7 mates. Bishop echo 6 also attacks the delta 5 knight. And if bishop echo 6, knight takes Charlie 3, you just ignore it. Queen takes golf 6.
Mm-hmm.
With threats of either queen takes foxtrot 7 mates or rook hotel 7, queen takes golf 7.
Right.
Queen takes foxtrot 7 is the immediate threat. And if black takes pawn takes echo 6, you go rook hotel 7. And how do you avoid queen takes golf 7 mates? So there's lots of crazy ideas here, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one is also it's a nice one, yes.
All right. White is going to play one of these ideas, but we don't know which.
Yeah.
All right. You've found enough so we can go on. The game move for white is queen takes golf 6.
The rest of that, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now, if you've been paying attention to the notes in the previous session, it was talking about tactics and tactical events horizon. I used the analogy for a bunch of keys. The bunch of keys, the lost bunch of keys is always in the last place you look. Why? Because once you find them, you don't look anymore. Well, chess tactics can be like that. You keep searching and searching and searching And then you find a winning line and you stop. You don't go any further because you say it's winning. But can we say this is a winning position for white?
Going back just a minute though, the combinations all sort of involve knight takes knight or bishop, what was it, echo six, and queen takes pawn. So it's a question of which do you do first?
Well, that's the problem. You could spend half an hour enjoying yourself on that one, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, but you might with the queen takes, but it's probably the last one you consider, unless you had that idea that, okay, there were these three moves. Let me consider, at least briefly, queen takes pawn, you know, first. And
maybe bishop echo six first, because that's the one that loses the least amount of, it commits the least amount of material. And if black takes it immediately, you've got queen takes golf six, and either bishop hotel six or rook hotel seven is coming.
Yeah.
So bishop echo six is the least committal.
Looks better than knight takes knight already, and then the other
knight takes knight is seriously committal, yeah. And queen takes pawn is either 1-0 or 0-1. You just don't know which way it's going to go.
Well, if you do it first, what's going to happen? Maybe it's too hard, but for us anyway. But the point is, when you have a combination of two or three moves, the very idea is to consider the order, the different orders of them. One order may be better than another, and
yeah. Well, I think like, okay, we might well end up transposing. You might well end up with exactly the same position.
Yeah, it may not matter.
Six moves tied.
Right, but it may matter. That's the point. So,
the point is with this queen. Sacrifice, and if we play pawn takes queen and bishop eva6 check king moves, and then as you mentioned, you just need to play a bishop move and something like bishop takes charlie 3 check followed by one knight jumping back to Felix 6 might render the attack not sufficient.
Yeah.
So I am concerned about moves like bishop takes Charlie 3 check, followed by one knight jumping back to Felix 6.
Well, after queen takes golf 6, bishop takes Charlie 3 is illegal.
No, after queen takes golf 6, we play pawn takes queen, bishop king 6 check, yeah. King bishop 1, and then we have, if he wants to play a move like knight on golf 5, then we may have bishop takes knight check.
No, but we've got bishop hector 6 pins the bishop. Bishop hector 6 will pin the bishop, yeah?
Not with a knight on golf 5. And if you go bishop golf 6 after the queen sacrifice, king fox 8, it's white to move. Knight golf 5 is proposed, but what's wrong with playing knight takes knight delta 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll have three minor pieces floating around the black king.
Yeah, but we still have... we still have moves like rook takes pawn and or just oh no, you have knight takes, yes, you have knight takes pawn, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but something for
the white's plan is to get a knight on golf 5 and a knight on foxtrot 4, have a bishop on echo 6 to begin with, then have a knight on golf 5 and a knight on foxtrot 4 on this, and then see how black defends. It's tactical event horizon time. Humans could, well, a human cannot analyze this the same way that Fritz can. And humans tend to go down certain lines and miss ideas, see ideas, miss ideas. Now, white could be missing an idea here, or black could be missing an idea. So it becomes a battle of nerves, really. chess players don't produce perfection. If you play Fritz against Fritz or Alpha Zero against Alpha Zero, you're getting much closer to chess perfection than humans ever will. Because humans are biased. Humans like the idea of Queen Alpha 4 to Hotel 4, and they all say to themselves, I like my idea because it's my idea and I want it to work. And so they will persist in following lines they want to work. Now, computers don't think like that. Alpha Zero just goes, well, I'll give the Queen Alpha 4 Hotel 4 so many points. But I think just putting my King on Golf 2 and playing it slower is better for me. So humans run on emotions. Alpha Zero just runs on sheer calculation and logic. So humans are flawed, but they can come up with the most amazing inspiration that can sometimes be beyond the event horizon of a computer. Kasparov played Deep Blue in a match. He lost, but one game he was, I think, a piece down, but he was winning because the position was so blocked that the computer couldn't break out. But Kasparov knew, by maneuvering correctly, another piece sacrificed against the defences would break through. Now, you cannot calculate tactics to do that, but Kasparov just said to himself, I can close this position down in such a way. Ultimately, I am prepared to give a piece up on that pawn structure, and I will invade. And that's how the game went. And it was just too far for the computer to see. And by the time the computer was thinking of the manoeuvre, it couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And there's another game where I think we studied this one. It's a game where White managed to get a knight in on someone like, or a pawn in on Bravo 6 and a pawn in on Delta 6. And Black had pawns on Bravo 7, Delta 7. Now, it cost White a rook to do this, but Black had a rook on Alpha Ace and a bishop on Charlie 8 that could never move, because the white pawn on Bravo 6 and the white pawn on Delta 6 held the black pawn on Delta 7 and the black pawn on Bravo 7. And Black couldn't move the alpha pawn either. I think White had a pawn on Alpha 5. So Alpha 5, Bravo 6 held Alpha 6, Bravo 7. And Delta 6 held Delta 7. So White was a rook down. So the computer says, I'm winning. But Black is a rook and bishop down that can never develop. So White is winning. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is all about tactical event horizon, optimism, pessimism, and, if nothing else, nerve. Yeah? So... Does this look sound to you for White? Now, bear in mind, we're talking about players 2200, 2300. They can play the strongest grandmaster on the day, but they only produce their day once every 4 or 5 years. Is this the day?
I don't know. I don't like the idea of the rook grasping the better two pawn on the queen, the black queen invading on the queen side using alpha five square. The king, the white king is stranded in the center, and there is no point in castling because you remove the rook from the hotel five file. I don't feel it. I cannot calculate it, to be honest. I don't feel it. But it might be winning. As you say, it's either 0-1 or 1-0.
Well, I don't think Black has any choice in this. Rook, bishop echo 6 is coming in if you do nothing, followed by rook hotel 7.
Oh, you have to go for it now.
Yeah. I think Black has no choice. So this is So the game move for Black is pawn takes queen golf 6.
What about knight foxtrot 8?
Well, the queen just retreats back to Charlie 2 and says, so what? What now? Yeah. Oh, hang on. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Are you getting mated here? No, you're not.
No.
I was trying to find a fancy move involving Queen Hotel 7 check and Bishop Foxtrot 5. It doesn't mate you. Okay, if you play Knight Foxtrot 8.
Queen Hotel 5.
Queen Hotel 5, which then threatens Bishop Hotel 6 and all sorts of problems on the dark squares. There's tactics involving Rook takes Bravo 2 and Knight takes Charlie 3 to calculate out.
Yes.
But as soon as you play Knight Foxtrot 8, if you play Bishop takes Charlie 3, then just simply moving the Hotel 3 Bishop, it doesn't create a mate net. You have to take it, and then moving the Hotel 3 Bishop is complex, because Hotel 8 becomes the focal point for the mate. All right, Knight Foxtrot 8 is a defence to be considered, but Queen Hotel 5 might... Queen Hotel 5, with the idea of just moving the Hotel 3 Bishop somewhere, and then Bishop Hotel 6 might well break through. Queen Hotel 5 also puts a tempo attack on your Delta 5 now. So you wouldn't, you could play Bishop takes Charlie 3 check.
Yes.
I get the feeling it's wrong. I think once the Queen and Rook are on the Hotel file, I think that it should be a decisive attack for White.
Black may be too slow, but only by like one move. You know, Rook takes Bravo 2. There's a lot of follow-up moves too he has.
Yeah.
But if you play Bishop takes pawn check, then he will play pawn Bella 2 takes Bishop on Charlie 3, and then there is a big threat about removing the white bishop, and now the Hotel 8 square is very weak.
And Rook takes Echo 2 check is thrown in there, and Knight takes the Bishop check after that. Anyway, Black gets play, but I gather it might be one move too slow, which is amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So the game move for Black is to take it. Pawn takes Queen. Go. The game move for White is to play Bishop, Echo 6, check. The game move for Black is King, Foxtrot 8. And this is what I'm thinking as White. Do you play Knight, Golf 5, or do you play Knight 6, Knight, Delta 5? Or something else?
Knight, Golf 5 does look attractive, yeah.
Well, Bishop takes Charlie 3, check, destroy that. The mating pattern of the restrained king disappears.
Oh yeah, because the escape on G7 or something, yeah.
The king has a flight square, golf 7.
Yeah.
Take knight.
So you have it's check.
Yes, it's check. So you have to play
first the delta 5 taken.
Yes.
Five is too slow. You want to avoid Bishop takes Knight Charlie 3 check.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. White agrees. The game move for White is Knight takes Knight Delta 5.
Bishop
Hotel 6. Let's have a look. Put the knights back. Well, Bishop Hotel 6, Black will play Bishop takes Bishop Hotel 6. Rook takes, and then King Golf 7. And the mating pattern isn't even anywhere.
Yeah.
If both knights are back on Charlie 3, Dark 5, if white plays Bishop Hotel 6, black just takes it. Rook takes Hotel 6, King goes 7, and then you're threatening Rook Hotel 8 to ruin the mating pattern. Okay, so the game play knight takes knight delta. Nice black to play. Well, you're a whole queen up for a piece and a pawn. Oh, piece and two pawns. No, you got one back, piece and a pawn.
And it's your move, even.
It's black to move. Yeah. And you're not in check. No immediate checkmate.
You could play Queen A5 hell of it.
Yes, Queen A5, followed by Queen B5.
Yeah. White would play King Foxtrot 1 and hide on Golf 2. What you have to work for black is, does white have a forcing mating pattern on the king side? Can the three or the four minor pieces, the Bishop Echo 6, Knight Delta 5, Knight Fox Shot 3, and maybe Bishop Echo 3, weave a mating pattern? Queen Alpha 5 is check, yep. Yeah. And there's another important point about Queen Alpha 5 check. Can you? What's the phrase? When a unit moves.
Queen Alpha 5 check, so King goes to Foxtrot 1 or Delta 1.
Oh, if you come King Delta 1, you're probably pushing yourself into a mating net, following by Rook. Yeah. Rook takes Bravo 2, Bishop takes Echo. Bishop takes Echo 2 check.
We can get a bit more breathing space if we do that, because we can move the Rook on E8 as the main.
Queen permits the Echo 8 Rook to move sideways somewhere, which gives the Black King
some breathing
space.
Yeah.
Bishop takes Bella 2, knights.
So now it's black to move, isn't it?
It's black to move, yeah. And you've got so many moves to consider.
Remove.
Rook Hotel 7.
It's white, black to move.
Ah, well, there. Okay. Sorry.
White has just played knight takes knight delta 5.
Yes.
Did we have Queen and a 5, did we?
Not played.
Right, oh, okay.
Queen on a 5 is not playable, I think.
Which one?
Queen on a 5.
Yes.
Because why? Bishop Delta 2 is coming.
Don't you have to watch out for Bishop to Delta 2?
We could.
Black can continue with the idea when he puts Rook in Bravo, now he can take the Bravo 2 pawn.
It may also make sense to eliminate one of the knights by playing Bishop 7. After all, we are a queen up, and it would remove one of the knights.
If Bishop Bravo 7, Knight Golf 5, Threat Knight Hotel 7 check. And if you come in Knight Foxtrot 6, White plays the knight on Delta 5 to Foxtrot 4.
Yeah, but you would play Bishop takes Bella 2, vacating the Golf 7 and attacking the Rook. And you may still play whenever you want Queen Alpha 5 check. I prefer to play Queen Alpha 5 first, but maybe you can get away in the by Bishop Bella 7.
Rook Bella 2 is better, I think.
Mm-hmm. In other words, Bishop takes Echo 2.
Yeah, or Rook takes Echo 2.
Well, Rook takes Bella 2, followed by Bishop takes Echo 2, has ideas of Queen Alpha 5, which is going to be very difficult to
defend. Start.
Yeah, Rook takes Bella 2 is...
King takes, then Rook takes Pawn check, and you might have some initiative in Queen coming in and everything.
But you don't have to take it, I think, right?
And if he doesn't take it, you might play Bishop takes Knight, and he's going to move that Knight anyway.
I can play Knight 5.
But if you play Bishop takes Echo 2, Knight Golf 5, there is a threat of Knight Hotel 7 mate.
Yes. So first Rook takes Bella 2.
Yes, Rook takes Bella 2.
Well, then you can move the bishop then. Next, bishop takes the pawn, so then that's an escape square for the king.
If you play King Golf 7, you've got Rook Hotel 8 for defensive purposes coming in.
Yeah.
So there's lots of ideas going on here, aren't there?
You also have bishop to Hotel 5 blocking the hotel file.
If you go bishop takes echo 2 and white moves to foxtrot 3 knight, yeah. But unfortunately, bishop takes echo 2, knight golf 5, bishop hotel 5, knight hotel 7 is mate.
Yeah, so, the knight, then you black that moves that bishop to give an escape square. So then it's bishop takes bravo 2. And then it's not mate anymore.
Right. Or bishop echo 2, knight golf 5. Queen Alpha 5.
King takes Echo 2. Or Bishop Delta 2.
Ah.
And now your Queen is attacked and Knight Hotel 7 is on.
Yeah.
We've got Rook takes Pawn.
All right, what you're doing is you're all crunching forwards. You're going move, reply. I'm going to suggest maybe a simpler way to try and understand the position. Look for the mating patterns. One white is to put a knight on the hotel 7. It takes two moves. So whatever you do, defense against these two moves. Another way to look at this is for the knight on Delta 5 to land on Golf 6 with check. That is another mating pattern, and it takes two moves. So no matter what you do, you must cope with both these ideas. So you have to cope with white putting a knight on Golf 5, Hotel 7, a knight on Foxtrot 4 takes Golf 6. And whatever you do for your first move, you've got to cope with all of that. So you know you get a good idea of what white's plans are first before you make your committal move here.
But neither of them work if you move that Golf 7 bishop.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Bishop Foxtrot 6.
Bishop takes pawn. Whatever.
Yeah. Because then you have King Golf 7 and Rook Hotel 8. And your Bravo 2 bishop is defended by your Bravo 8 Rook. So what you're doing is breaking the mating pattern. Both these mating patterns of a knight on Hotel 7 or a knight on Golf 6 demand the golf 7 bishop be at home, be on golf 7. Mm-hmm. Anywhere else, there is no mating pattern.
Or knight fox at 6.
For black?
Yeah.
Well, that stops the knight hotel 7 mating pattern, but it doesn't stop the knight take golf 6 mating pattern.
Right.
And you remove the option of moving the golf 7 bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but if black moves that bishop, then white has bishop hotel 6 check, and the bishop has to go back there, and then you do it again. So...
So we've spent about 20 minutes on this and you're still no clearer about what to do. You're a queen for a piece up. This should be easy.
You sure though? We don't have to worry about bishop takes. We don't have to worry about bishop takes either two, do we?
Queen of a 5 check. Queen
not
of
immediately,
no. By rook takes pawn or something like that, and then we move the bishop to Charlie 3 with check and or something like that. But we will remove the bishop.
Okay. Why not rook bravo 2? Rook takes bravo 2. Why not?
Bishop takes e2, knight g5.
Yeah.
It's probably...
No. Rook takes bravo 2. And
yeah,
then...
a good move.
And then after rook takes echo 2 check, then the... the rook can be changed by the with the echo 6 bishop. That is, that's all. All the attack is over.
Mm. But on rook takes bravo 2, you have knight on Felix 4. And the knight on Felix 4 protects the Eva 2 pawn and threatens the golf 6 pawn. So it means that if you play that, you have to play just after. Could bishop Charlie 3 check, the king will move, and then that should be okay. Yeah?
Okay, rook takes beta 2, knight Felix 4, rook takes echo 2 check, knight takes echo 2, bishop takes alpha 1.
Oh, if white ever plays knight takes echo 2, you're giving up all chances of checkmate.
Yeah.
You get back a rook, but you throw away your mating pattern.
Yeah, white needs...
I mean, cannot take the echo 2 with knight.
Yeah, white needs all three minor pieces. Knight fox dot 3, knight delta 5, bishop echo 6. These pieces must coordinate to weave a net.
Mm-hmm. Rook bella 2 is good, seems.
Okay. The game move for black is rook takes pawn, bella 2.
Yeah.
That's
it. Queen alpha 5 check first probably runs into the same sort of ideas as we're going to see in game. So it might well transpose.
Now, what can play knight Felix 4 maybe?
If we play knight,
yes, but if knight Felix 4 gives the opportunity to remove the golf 7 bishop to fox 6,
the
may disappear.
No.
We're friendly knight Felix, knight golf 6, aren't we, though?
No, you remove the bishop to Charlie 3 with check.
Mm.
And you break the mating pattern.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, most mating patterns fail. Most mating attacks fail because the attacker fails to notice that the defending king can run away. They miss escape patterns. But here, the black king virtually has none. The black king needs his pieces around him to get out of the way. So black needs either the golf 7 bishop to get out of the way, or the echo 8 rook to get out of the way.
Hmm.
I'm not going to say there's a best move here for black. or there's a, well, there are obviously bad moves here for black, but I don't know which is the best. But rook takes bravo 2 is probably the strongest move here. Now, queen alpha 5 check might well transpose, but you want the rook on bravo 2 first before the queen comes to alpha 5. All right, it's white to play. Which one of your knights are you going to move? You've got to come in with the knights. But which one and why? Oh, incidentally, there's another plan nobody's mentioned, so instead of rook takes bravo 2. Did anyone look at bishop Charlie 4? Same idea as bishop bravo 7, but with the refinements that if white moves a knight, you trade bishops.
Yeah.
And if white leaves a knight where it is, you play bishop takes knight, and how are you going to get checkmated?
We got the other knight to work on.
Okay, so before rook takes bravo 2, bishop Charlie 4, knight golf 5. With the threat is knight takes hotel 7. So you'd have to come in bishop foxtrot 6 there. But you're still threatening to trade off one of the... In fact, you're now threatening to play bishop takes knight golf 5. And you're also threatening to play bishop takes knight delta 5. Okay, so the game move, Bishop Charlie 4 creates severe problems for white, I think.
Bishop Charlie 4, yeah.
If knight golf 5, you play bishop fox dot 6, destroying the mating pattern. Knight hotel 7 check, king golf 7, then what?
Yeah.
Well, black could have even played bishop takes bravo 2.
Oh, after knight hotel 7, there's bishop hotel 6 check, king takes hotel 7, bishop golf 5 check, king golf 7. Oh, white has a draw.
Hey.
And that maybe yeah. Bishop hotel 6 at that point check.
No. If we play, it doesn't work.
After knight, hotel 7 check,
yeah.
King, golf 7.
Yeah, bishop hotel 6 check.
Bishop hotel 6 check.
And king checks. And bishop fox just 8 mate.
And bishop fox 8 checkmate.
Or, yeah, it will be. Because after bishop hotel 4, you play rook takes hotel 4. Yeah. I discovered checkmate on the hotel file.
Yeah.
So bishop Charlie 4, knight golf 5, bishop fox dot 6 is not good enough.
But maybe we can play knight hotel 4, hotel 5.
Hang on, let's go back. Bishop Charlie 4, knight golf 5, bishop fox dot 6, knight hotel 7 check, king golf 7, bishop hotel 6. Let's play king hotel 8. You play knight takes fox dot 6 on hotel 7, and then you're threatening bishop fox dot 8 mate. That looks winning. So bishop Charlie 4 doesn't work. Knight golf 5 seems to refute it, but it wasn't easy to see, was it?
Why put the bishop on fox dot 6? Why not play bishop takes bravo 2? Then...
The king can't come out via fox dot 6 as a knight on delta 5.
Yeah, but the line you just said wouldn't have worked. You had knight takes bishop, I think, at one point, didn't you? Bishop wouldn't be there.
All right. So bishop Charlie 4 was another tricky move to be examined. This is why I'm suggesting you plan forward. You look for the mating pattern, and then find moves that prevent it. So instead of planning forward, black move, white reply, black move, white reply, black move, white reply. Look for the mating patterns. Determine how many moves it takes for white to play them, and then find a move that seems to answer all the white threats. The game move for black is rook takes bravo 2. So it's white to play. Is it knight golf 5 or knight fox top 4? It's got to be one or the other.
Nothing changed.
Jesus.
You'd think Knight Fox 4, but...
Yeah, maybe.
Bishop Charlie 3 check destroys the mating nest.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then you're confronted with moves like King Foxtrot 1, Bishop takes Echo 2 check, followed by Bishop takes Foxtrot 3, and one of your centre forwards has just been sent for an early bath.
Mm-hmm.
And you lost a piece in the process.
Unless that knight has moved out of there.
So which piece looks in greater danger? The Delta 5 knight or the Golf Foxtrot 3 knight?
Foxtrot 3.
So which knight has to get into the attack first?
Foxtrot 3.
Basically, that's what we're saying. Yeah. So the game move for white is knight Golf 5. Threatening mate on the move. Knight Hotel 7. Black to play. Any ideas?
Queen Alpha 5 check.
Yes.
And you'll notice now that white has played knight golf 5. You cannot interfere bishop delta 2.
Yes.
Queen takes delta 2 on mate on echo on... you get mated. You get mated.
Yeah. So you play the queen jack and then you vacate the Eva 8 square by moving the rook.
So this is another reason for playing rook takes bravo 2, because then you can double rooks on the bravo file. So queen alpha 5 check, move the echo 8 rook, and then you've vacated echo 8, and the black king has a flight square. Which makes knight hotel 7 check no good.
Doesn't look good for black now.
Well, I think that the check must be done. Rook takes Eva 2 check.
Oh, you want rook takes Eva 2 check? And if King Foxtrot 1, you play rook takes Echo 3 check.
Yes, and then and rook it, takes...
And then rook 6. Takes Echo 6, and too many pieces are going. Yeah, you're not going to get a freakish checkmate with two knights.
Yeah, but you can play your King Delta 1.
Yes, King Delta 1, but...
And if Bishop takes Alpha 1, then you will play your Knight Hotel 7.
But then the King has Golf 7 to escape. Oh, but then Bishop Hotel 6 check. Yeah. King moves out onto the hotel file. And then it's a slow checkmate with knight fox dot 6 and bishop fox dot 8. Yeah.
So if rook takes echo 2, you say queen, king, go David 1.
It has to be king, delta 1.
Okay. And black always has the knight in delta 7 go to fox dot 6. And that disappears the checkmate in Hotel 7.
Yeah, but then white will come knight foxtrot 4.
Yes. Bishop Hotel 6.
We can try to play knight Felix 6 too.
Rook takes Hotel 6. What, black or white? Who's playing knight foxtrot 6?
I. Me.
White?
No, black.
Black. Okay. So that stops knight hotel 7. But it just forces white to play knight foxtrot 4.
Yes. But then you can play. But then you can play your bishop to hotel 8.
Rook takes hotel 8 check.
Yeah, king moves.
King moves golf 7.
And your knight. Don't forget that David 5 knight is now on prize, even if it's protected by the bishop, and that you have the in the air. The moves like rook takes pawn, check, or queen alpha 5, check. So yes, you give back a piece, but...
Well, now you're the... running into forks. Like the bishop on echo 6 vacate, one of the knights will fork.
Because if the king ever gets to... if the king gets to hotel 7, to golf 7, it will be safe for a while.
Once the Delta Knight moves, then black can play bishop jolly 3 check. And do good stuff after that.
Yeah. So there's lots of ideas here, aren't there? You're a queen up, but you're in danger, aren't you? Mm-hmm.
But you have an attack as
there's
well.
Black.
Very interesting. Black has an attack.
Well, there you go. How to complicate it even better. Punch and duck. Do you punch? Do you punch or do you duck? Do you take time out to defend a white threat or do you just keep slugging away in the white position?
Queen alpha 5 easy.
Yeah, okay. Lots of different ideas in the air. You've got to pick one of them, haven't you?
Yeah, just punch.
Hmm. I like rook takes either too, because it's sort of getting the king a bit more exposed.
Doesn't go anything anywhere.
Yeah.
Queen alpha 5 easy and strong.
Queen alpha 5.
All right. So you have to make decisions, okay? Right. The game move for black is knight foxtrot 6.
Yeah,
sorry. Okay. However, queen alpha 5 check. King foxtrot 1, bishop takes echo 2 check. King golf 1. And then you just move the the echo 8 rook across. And there's a move nobody's even considered yet that black has after that position. You could probably play it before rook delta echo 8. There's a move in the position nobody's even mentioned as a possibility for black. And this is in the queen alpha 5 check line.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop tries 3, no?
Actually, is white threatening a mate, sir? Yeah, white is threatening a mate after knight's golf 5.
Yeah, so... Okay.
So it's queen alpha 5 check, king moves, and I think you just got to move the delta the echo 8 rook first to break the mating pattern.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's another move in the position that nobody's even mentioned yet. Okay, it's the knight on delta 7 comes to echo 5. Because it backward regards golf 6. Okay, and I'm sure lots of the other ideas are suggesting rook takes echo 2 check will probably be enough to slow down the white attack. But players under pressure make strange decisions. So the game move for black is knight fox dot 6.
So knight takes 4? Mm-hmm.
So the white must be knight fox dot 4. Okay. Shot 4. Well, black must break the mating pattern of knight takes golf 6. And the only way to do that is either move the golf 7 bishop or the echo 8 rook. But before you do this, another mating pattern for white has emerged on the king side. One I haven't mentioned yet. If white to play, there's a mate in 2. Can you find it? If white could have 2 moves now, in this position, in a row.
Yes, bishop e7 and the knight eva 6.
The knight on foxtrot 4 to echo 6. Yeah. So bishop fox, the threat, there's a new mating pattern emerged. White can play bishop foxtrot 7, and then the knight on, it was defended from golf, and then the knight on fox. So 4 comes in on echo 6 mate. So another mating pattern is in the air. So whatever you do, you have to guard against this one.
So queen alpha 5 again.
Queen alpha 5.
Forces the king to move. If you go king delta 1, bishop takes fox echo 2 check. King Charlie 1, follow Charlie 3, check, always check, it might be mate.
But sooner or now we negate that square on golf 7, so sooner or later you'll have to move the bishop to hotel 8. So maybe why not give a few check, queen alpha 5 check, and king moves, bishop takes eva 2 check, king goes to golf 2, and then bishop hotel 8.
So your bishop break the mating pattern. You could bring the bishop to the center, like bishop delta, to break the mating pattern.
No, because my knight is on Felix 6 at the moment.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's an annoyance.
It's too late now.
Yeah. So, effectively, you've locked yourself in with knight fox dot 6, haven't you?
That was the biggest bear to that knight move. Blocking the diagonal.
Yeah.
There's also 2 connected pawn, right?
Mm. 2 pawn.
Yeah, so queen alpha 5 is easy to win.
Well, it should be. Let's see what happens. The game move for black is queen alpha 5 check.
Is the...
Yeah, well, rook bravo 1, rook takes echo 2, but yeah, queen alpha 5 check. All right, well, we've seen king echo 2, bishop takes echo... Sorry, king delta 1, bishop takes echo 2 check, king charlie 1, queen charlie 3 men. So we're not doing that. So the game move for black is queen alpha 5 check. The game move for white is king foxtrot 1. Game move for black is bishop takes echo 2 check. White to play, where are you going to put your king?
Golf 2.
Golf 7, hang on. Golf 7.
Golf 2.
Golf 2.
Oh, hang on. Golf 2, yeah, golf 2.
Are you sure?
No.
If you go golf 2, you might allow something funny like queen alpha 8 I love a combination.
King Hotel 3.
Well, it's not immediate. I'm just saying that the Queen Alpha 8 check might come in at some point.
What will it achieve?
All right. Okay, all right, maybe it doesn't make a great deal of difference.
How do you stop? Queen Alpha 8 check.
Well, you can always play Bishop Delta 5.
Knight takes.
But if you if you, oh sorry, yeah, Knight on Foxtrot 6, yeah. Black will do anything to get out of the stranglehold. Black will give a piece back. So if you play King Golf 2. Queen Alpha 8 check, King Hotel 3, Bishop Golf 4 check. Are you sure you're getting out? Are you entering a mating net yourself or getting out of one? Bishop Golf 4 check challenges your Echo 6 Bishop. In fact, it forces a piece trade, and white, the White King comes to Golf 4, wins a piece. But one of the necessary elements of the mating pattern is gone. This black white's mating pattern is to put a bishop on Foxtrot 7 and play Knight Foxtrot Echo 6 now.
But if, sorry, Paul, if King Golf 2, which is the threatened bishop? Yep. Golf 4?
Queen Alpha 8 check first.
Queen Alpha 8?
King Golf 1.
Uh-huh. So you can omit that with Queen Golf 1.
Yes.
Golf
and
1.
Then, and that's all. And, White is still threatening Knight takes Golf 6 check, don't forget. So the first move has to be Rook Delta to Bravo 8. Or Rook Delta, Rook Echo somewhere. Yes. I can't afford Queen Alpha 8 check. What I'm trying to say is, at some point, Queen Alpha 8 check will come in if you step onto the light squares. And you might allow Black a check or two. Land a bishop on Golf 4 with check, which will destroy the white mating pattern as it stands. But White is at the moment threatening Knight takes Golf 6 mate. But all right, the white king has got to move. But if you put on a light square, and after Black has avoided, has moved the Echo 8 rook, you might be vulnerable to Queen Alpha 8 check.
So Robert, King G1 then?
I don't see the point. The queen on Alpha 8 is not well located. So the queen is more active on Alpha 5, and the king will then retreat probably to Golf 1. And you are left with the same problems with Black. So I don't see anything especially wrong with allowing a queen check on alpha one. And if necessary, I can play at least if you want to go in lines like where Black will play Bishop Hotel 8, just to give a free square. Then at least the other rook can after get to Hotel 1.
All right, it's just a small point. If you put your king on Golf 2, once Black has broken the mating pattern of Knight takes Golf 6 by moving the Echo 8 rook, then you have to be careful about Queen Alpha 8 check. There's all sorts of possibilities of Black doubling rooks up the Bravo file, coming in with a rook to Bravo 1. And if your king's on Golf 2, you might find yourself getting mated with Queen Alpha 8 check.
But I don't avoid this possibility. If you move the king to Golf 1, I am still prone to needing something like the rook on beta 8, and the beta 1 square may be invaded by the two rooks. And in this case, the hotel 1 rook doesn't even guard the first one. So I'm not sure it's a net benefit for. I still think that I prefer to see my king on golf 2, but yeah.
I think golf 1 is better.
Okay.
Golf 2 is better, you mean?
No, I prefer golf 2, but.
But queen alpha 8, and what will you do?
Well, you don't do it immediately. You must break the mating pattern. The echo 8 rook must move first. These are ideas for the future that you have to allow for.
You take the rook with queen, so you can bring the rook on the bella 8 again.
The trouble is, I don't think
he's
going to move the rook, isn't he? Whatever happens.
An option, you know, hotel 1 rook. You can give your queen to rook.
Yes. Yeah.
King go to alpha 8, king hotel 3 or golf 1, queen takes hotel 1. Check again. King takes or rook takes, or you can rook on bella 8 again. Probably you will win the game, you know, you have two rooks and three minor pieces and connected pawn.
There's still another mating pattern that has to be found on the king's side.
Yeah, but you will get your king to the echo 8 delta Charlie 7 or something like that.
How are you going to get your king to echo 8?
Rook bella 8.
Mm-hmm.
White plays bishop foxtrot 7.
Bishop foxtrot 7.
Mm-hmm.
With two mates on
echo,
the moon.
Echo 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Knight takes golf 6 check.
Okay. Yeah, that's a problem.
When white plays bishop foxtrot 7, white has two mates on the move. Knight takes golf 6 or knight echo 6. And it doesn't matter if black moves.
Okay, bishop hotel 8.
Knight echo 6. Where's your king going to go?
Knight echo 6. Yeah.
If black tries to move the golf 7 bishop, knight echo 6 covers the flight square. If black tries to move the echo 7 pawn, knight takes golf 6 covers the flight square. Well, it's the white king to move at the moment. All I'm suggesting is, if you put the king on golf 1 with, you don't give black any thoughts of queen alpha 8 check, whether or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's an option taken away. If you put your king on golf, you might be leaving yourself open, because the way this is going, black has to break this mating pattern on the king side. So as soon as the white king has moved, black will play rook echo bravo 8.
Yes.
White will go bishop foxtrot 7, which sets up this unstoppable double threat of mate. Well, it's unstoppable as it stands. Because if black tries to move the echo pawn, knight takes 6 is mace. If black tries to move the golf 7 bishop, knight echo 6. Knight foxtrot echo 6 is.
Except you can move the. Except that you can still move your bishop to hotel 8 and get access to the golf.
Knight foxtrot echo 6 wins golf 7.
We put to Bravo on one check.
Mm-hmm. All right, maybe there isn't a great deal of difference, but I would not want to put my king on golf 2 because of opportunities on the light squares. So the game move for white is king golf 1.
Okay.
Black must disrupt the mating pattern. Bishop hotel 8 loses to knight on foxtrot 4 to echo 6 mate.
Bishop on hotel 8 loses to bishop on Felix 7?
Knight, oh.
So on bishop hotel 8?
Hang on, where are we? Where's the game move? Have we played this yet? Where are we?
We have just played king to golf.
Okay. All right. If you try bishop hotel 8 now.
Yes.
Well, the threat is still bishop. Bishop foxtrot 7. Ah, then you can move the echo pawn.
Bishop hotel 8 now is not possible, yes. Because rook
yes,
takes.
I can move the echo pawn to either 5, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so it's black to play. White has just played king golf 1, black to play. Is bishop hotel 8 a defense? Well, rook takes hotel 8 check, king golf 7, and the knight on foxtrot 6 for black covers everything.
Yes.
So now is knight golf 6 mating.
Knight takes golf 6, check, king golf 7.
Yes, and then?
And then what?
For first.
No, that's not good enough. Bishop hotel 8, offering a piece back to give golf 7, is slowing up the white attack. White needs too many moves.
And anyway, if you don't play the rook takes bishop, then I will play the king to golf 7 anyway, and I still have enough time to play my other rook to bela 8 and begin to give checks on the first track.
Yeah.
So I think we have a key idea that we need to vacate at golf 7 square anyway.
So, black to play, you can either play rook, echo, bravo, 8, or bishop, hotel, 8. If bishop, hotel, 8, let's find a good idea for white.
So, bishop, hotel,
8. I would play bishop, hotel, 5.
Hey.
Bishop, hotel, 5.
For whom?
For black. First
no,
move.
For white. We are looking for a good idea for white after bishop hotel 8.
Is bishop hotel 6 even better?
Well, you're forcing rook takes bishop, aren't you?
Yeah, with no check there.
Yeah. Well, the king was going to come to golf 7 next move anyway.
But
why don't you say rook takes hack to 8?
Because king golf 7.
King golf 7.
Right, and that sort of breaks.
In this position, white plays rook takes echo 8.
Yes.
But then the knight takes echo 8.
The knight takes.
Yeah, and then the white pieces aren't coordinating for a checkmate anymore.
No, you break the pattern of mate.
So bishop h8 are like giving a piece back, or just liberating the golf 7 square. Okay, bishop h8, let's go bishop foxtrot 7.
Eva 5, so that's what we saw together.
Yeah. And if knight takes golf 6, you have king golf 7.
Here's a reminder. Exercise.
But bishop hotel at knight takes golf 6.
King golf 7.
King golf 7.
King golf 7, then...
Here's a reminder.
Bishop...
Exercise.
Bishop foxtrot 7, maybe?
What for?
Protect the knight.
Yes, and you want to vacate the square for
knight.
Yeah, but you have no mate.
No mate. Yes.
No mate, because if you move the knight from golf 5 to Eva 6 to give a check, then I will play king takes bishop. So I have enough time to play rook bella 8.
Mm-hmm.
And my hotel 7 square is still guarded by the knight, so you don't have rook hotel 7 checkmate.
So all right, so bishop hotel 8 is offering a piece back to create a flight square, but black maybe thinks that the game move rook echo bravo ace also. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
If bishop hotel 8, white can move knight golf 5 to hotel 7 check.
With
the idea of the checkmate, with the same idea.
Black can play knight takes knight.
Knight takes knight and bishop hotel 6 checkmate.
Bishop golf 7.
Okay, bishop hotel 8, rook takes hotel 8, king goes...
No, bishop goes, king goes 7, no?
Goes 7 and rook back to hotel 1.
No, it's not possible. The king is in foxtrot 8.
Yeah, and the bishop interferes from hotel 8 to golf 7.
Bishop hotel... Yeah, and then knight takes... Golf 6, checkmate.
You're right. There's a checkmate there. Bishop hotel 8, knight hotel 7. Knight takes hotel 7 first.
Yeah. No, king golf 7 must be better. King golf 7 has to be better. It guards twice the hotel 7 square. You protect your knight, you protect everything.
If king goes 7, bishop hotel 6 check.
There's a knight on foxtrot 4 in the way.
And yeah, foxtrot 4. Yes.
I missed that knight. Sorry.
Okay, what about this one? Bishop hotel 8, rook takes hotel 8, and bishop king goes 7, rook back to hotel 1.
Yeah. Well, where's your mate? Where's white's mate? You're two pieces for a queen now.
So your king is on golf 1 at the moment. First.
Yeah.
So you cannot play the rook to hotel 1. You have a king.
No, he's playing the rook back to hotel 1.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
But where's your matingness? Black is giving a piece back to break up the white mating there.
Mm-hmm. And I will be allowed to play then Rook Hotel 8 myself if you do that.
Yeah. Right. Which then, well, really, Black needs to disrupt these three white minor pieces, ultimately. All right, Black in the game could have given a piece back with Bishop Hotel 8, and the simplest for White is to play Rook takes Hotel 8, King Girl 7, Rook Hotel 1. You got a piece back, but Black has destroyed the mating pattern. Black needs only now move the Foxtrot 6 Knight somewhere. You've got to get up these pieces somehow. You've got to be able to challenge this Echo 6 Bishop somehow. But I'm sure Black's got enough resources to play something like Queen Alpha 4 and Bishop Charlie 4. Mm-hmm. Or Queen Charlie 3 and Bishop Charlie 4. Or Queen Bravo 4 and Bishop Charlie 4. All right, let's see what happens. Black in the game plays Rook Echo Bravo 8, which liberates the Echo 8 square. So the white game move is forced. White must not allow King Echo 8 Delta 8.
Bishop Felix 7.
The game move for white is Bishop Foxtrot 7. And if white is allowed another move, knight takes gold, or knight on Foxtrot 4 to Echo 6 is mate.
Mm-hmm.
If black plays Bishop Hotel 8 or Hotel 6, we ignore it and play knight Foxtrot Echo 6 mate, covering the Golf 7 flight square. And if black moves the Echo 7 pawn, we play knight on Foxtrot 4 takes Golf 6 check.
Yeah.
And it's mate because the Echo 7 flight square is covered.
Mm-hmm.
All this comes about because black puts a knight on Foxtrot 6. So now black is in a desperado position. Black must start flailing around to give check, 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 and find some mechanism to break the mating pattern. If you can eliminate Foxtrot 7 bishop, the mating pattern goes. If you can eliminate the Golf 5 knight or deflect this, the mating pattern goes. If you can eliminate or deflect the Foxtrot 4 knight, the mating pattern goes. If you don't find a sequence of checks that keep white in a perpetual or eliminate one of these three minor pieces, you're lost.
Mm-hmm.
Eliminating the Hotel 1 rook does not help, right?
Yeah. All right, black. You've got to give check somewhere. You've only got one check on the board.
Rook Bella 1 check.
Yeah, game move for black is Rook Bravo 1 check.
Yep.
All right. So where are you going to put your king, whites?
You should take the rook first.
You want to trade a pair of rooks first?
Yeah.
All right, rook takes rook. Black rook takes rook. Then you have to move your king forward anyway.
Queen alpha.
Black can never play. Well, it could go to Hotel 2.
Mm.
Can you sum up where the pieces are, Paul? The bishop is on Fate 7?
Yes.
Okay.
Knight's on Foxtrot 4, Golf 5.
Yes.
King on Golf 1 in check. Do you trade rooks first? And where are you going to put your king when you step off the back rank anyway?
In Hotel 2.
You don't want any light squared checks, okay? You have to be aware that the black knight on fox shot 6 can come in gold 4 check.
Yes.
But if you go to golf 2, that's the second option. You always have queen or Anna 8 check, and you probably have a checkmate.
You probably have to go to hotel 2 or hotel 3. If the white king ever goes king hotel 3 check, black might be able to play bishop golf 4 check.
Mm-hmm.
And that covers echo 6 at least. If you can guard echo 6, then the only checkmate you have to worry about is knight takes golf 6.
But we have... Oh, yes.
Rook takes Bella 1 check. King hotel 2, you mean?
Yeah.
Knight golf 4 check.
King hotel 3, what are you going to do now?
Rook hotel 1.
Oh, you got rook takes hotel 1 check, haven't you?
Yeah.
So maybe white should not be trading rooks on Bravo 1.
Ah. Yes.
Couldn't if white went to G2, couldn't he block the queen check with Felix 3 or something?
Bishop takes Felix 3 check.
Well, there's a white knight on. Felix 5, hang on.
Yeah. And if you play knight takes bishop on foxtrot 3, you want a piece back, great.
Mm.
Where's your checkmate?
Mm.
But even as king takes bishop then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for the way it's the same, if the rook in Bella 1 is not taken first, then king golf 2 or king hotel 2 is the same, because you will take rook takes hotel 1 check, and the king will be in the long diagonal as well.
No. If black plays rook takes hotel 1, white has rook alpha 1 takes hotel 1.
Yeah, it's better on white.
Yeah, so that must be a rook on hotel 2.
So after rook bravo 1 check, if you trade rooks first, you run into king hotel 2, knight golf 4 check, king hotel 3, rook takes rook. So you're losing a whole rook and you're still not sorting out, so... Yeah, and you're probably in for a perpetual then, at least, white. I mean, black here is looking for a draw now, isn't he? I mean, with threats of knight takes golf 6 and knight on foxtrot 4 to echo 6 mace, black is looking to either get a perpetual check, and if there isn't one there, at least try to give material back, or to somehow stop the mating pattern. Trade one of the minor pieces off, Or just make it impossible for the mate to occur. All right, white in the game plays king hotel 2. If you step onto light squares, you're running into possibilities of queen alpha 8 check.
So it's...
Rook takes the hotel 1 check.
No.
Why not?
why hurry? Because you still have the moves like knight hotel 4, and the knight hotel 4 check forces the king to go forward.
You mean knight golf 4 check for black?
Yes.
And when black comes in knight golf 4 check, moving the golf 7 bishop isn't any good anymore because white still has knight echo 6 mace. So black can't expect to survive the mace by moving the golf 7 bishop or the echo 7 pawn. Because move the golf 7 bishop, knight echo 6 is mace. Move the echo 7 pawn, knight takes golf 6 is mace.
Knight echo 6 is not made, is it? Does the black have king takes bishop then?
Bishop echo 6. Knight echo 6 is mace. If black plays bishop hotel 6, knight on foxtrot 4 to echo 6 is mace.
What's the matter with king takes bishop?
Knight on foxtrot 4.
Oh, we got the two knights. See the knight. I put the one knight there. I see it.
Yeah, the knight on golf 5 permanently defends foxtrot 7. It's the knight on foxtrot 4 who's doing the punching. Knight on golf 5 always permanently supports foxtrot 7. It's the knight on foxtrot 4 that is the piece that must be eliminated by black somehow. Or black must cover the echo 6 square. And that means that then black can think about the golf 7 bishop, because if knight echo 6 mace is not possible, so if black can end up with a bishop on the diagonal hotel 3 to Charlie 8, knight echo 6 will not be mace. So if black can get a bishop on hotel 3 to Charlie 8, you can then start moving the golf 7 bishop to break the mating pattern. But bear in mind, you're already you're just one piece down at the moment, so you can start thinking about giving material back.
Yeah.
All right, king's on hotel 2. It's black to play. Any ideas?
But
if you play bishop golf 4, you cannot stop the knight golf 6.
That's right, so that's no good.
Yeah.
So you need to organise bishop golf 4 check.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be knight golf 4 check.
Let's say king hotel 3.
We have some kind of mate.
Yeah. Knight foxtrot 1, the foxtrot 2 check.
Yeah.
Bishop takes.
So bishop would take foxtrot 2. Yeah, keep going. You're trying to avoid checkmate, so you have to analyze all desperate ideas. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, now I think I have it. It's going to be bishop golf 4 check.
Yeah.
Must take the
bishop.
The bishop, and then we play rook. We play one of the rook to Bella 4, probably the Bella 1 rook to Bella 4, and it pins the knight.
So you're immobilizing the foxtrot 4 knight by giving away two pieces.
One.
Two, you're losing a bishop on golf 4 and a knight on foxtrot 2.
That may be too much. Yeah.
Well, is it better than checkmate?
Yeah, of course.
Certainly, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking to get the white king onto the fourth rank with checks. So there's a rook can sit on Bravo 4 and pin the foxtrot 3 knight, foxtrot 4 knight. It's the only way to avoid being checkmated. So the game move for black is knight golf four check.
Yeah.
If you step onto golf two, you're going to run into problems involving queen off right check. So the game move for white is king hotel three. You have to keep...
Sorry, Paul, but there's a problem there. Because after you pin the foxtrot 4 knight,
yeah.
The gold 5 knight can checkmate in hotel 7.
King takes the bishop on foxtrot 7.
Ah, that's supporting the bishop. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. The bishop needs to be on foxtrot 7 to prevent king echo 8. In the old lines, with the bishop on echo 6, knight hotel 7 was mate, but that's because there was a rook on echo 8 trapping the black king. Now there's no rook on echo 8, the bishop on foxtrot 7 must cover golf 8 and echo 8. Okay. So, knight golf 4 check. The white king avoids king golf 2. The white king comes forward, king hotel 3. Well, if you don't keep taking something, you're going to lose. So, knight takes foxtrot 2 check. Game move. Oh, hang on, let's just check the game score. Let's just check.
Yes.
It helps. Let's check. All right, king hotel 3, okay. It probably doesn't make a great deal of difference, but black chooses to play trade rooks first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as it probably doesn't make a great deal of difference, but black chooses to play rook takes rook first. Rook takes rook check, and the game move for white is to play rook takes rook. So black trades rooks, white captures rook alpha 1, takes hotel 1. And the game move for black is to play knight takes pawn, hotel, foxtrot 2, check. Now it's up to the white king, what are you going to do?
Bishop takes knight.
Well, if you play king hotel 2, black will come back and make golf 4 check. Then if you play king golf 1, queen alpha 1 check, looks very close to...
There is no knight. Yeah. You have to play that.
So, can white afford to play king hotel 2 here? King hotel 2, knight golf 4 check, king hotel 3, knight foxtrot 2 is a draw. King hotel 2, knight golf 4 check, king golf 1, do you escape? Queen echo 1 check, king golf 2, bishop foxtrot 3 check. King takes foxtrot 3, queen takes hotel 1 check. Black probably has enough for a perpetual there.
Mm-hmm.
So, king hotel 2, knight golf 4 check, king golf 1, queen echo 1 check, king golf 2, bishop foxtrot 3 check. If you take with the knights, white will flick in a check and then take your foxtrot 7 bishop. Queen echo 2 check and king takes foxtrot 7 and the mating pattern is gone. So it looks as if king hotel 2 is no good. So how about king golf 2?
Probably a queen alpha 8 check.
King takes knight foxtrot 2?
No.
Queen takes rook and knight foxtrot echo six mice.
Queen foxtrot.
We have Queen Felix three check. No, there is a knight.
So knight takes fox up two check. Last game move. Can white play king golf two?
King two.
Where are the only checks? The only checks are with a bishop or a queen.
Queen alpha 8, king takes.
Yeah.
Queen foxtrot 2, f3.
Golf 5 takes queen.
Bishop takes.
Oh, I see what you're doing. King, all right, I see what you're doing. You're going to be a rook down at the end of the day. White's going to have a rook on a hotel 1 and you're not. Yeah. You're going to win the foxtrot 7 bishop. You're losing. In fact, you're going to be a rook and a piece down.
But I have a rook on bela 8.
Oh, you do? All right, let's examine this, sir. Okay. Right, king 2, queen alpha 8 check. King takes foxtrot 2, queen foxtrot 3 check. Knight takes foxtrot 3. Bishop takes foxtrot 3. Now, has a piece hanging, white has a piece hanging. Right. White would be advised to play bishop takes golf 6 and it's equal pawns. Both of you have rook and two bishops, so this is drawing.
Black has passed pawn and the white has also passed pawn, right? Yes.
White's got connected pawns.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, white, black's a pawn up. Yeah. Black's got three connected passed pawns. So giving up queen foxtrot 3 check is white does have to accept this. Yeah, because if white plays king foxtrot 1, queen takes golf 3, foxtrot 5. Oh, there's now 6 check. Bishop knight takes golf 5. So king golf 2, queen alpha 8 check. King takes foxtrot 2, queen foxtrot 3 check. Knight takes foxtrot 3 for white. Bishop takes foxtrot 3 for black. And black's got 4 pawns against 2. And it's white's a piece up. White's got a knight on foxtrot 4, a bishop on foxtrot 7, a bishop on echo 3. So white would have to move the. So white's got a bishop for 2 pawns. White's got a knight for 2 pawns. Correct terminology. White can afford to play bishop takes pawn, golf 6. And then black must do something about the safety of the fox. Oh, the foxtrot 3 bishop hits the rook. So white has to play king takes bishop foxtrot 3. And black will play king takes bishop foxtrot 7, and black will have a bishop golf. White will have a rook hotel 1, knight foxtrot 4, bishop echo 3. But black's got 2 pawns for the piece.
I would
like to say who's going to win that. If I had the piece, I'd say I'm going to win it. Pawns, I'd say I'm going to draw it. And both could come true. I'd rather have peace because I have a winning chance. Yeah.
The usual counting of material is better.
In that combination, you will lose the peace because bishop takes golf 6.
Yeah, bishop takes you've got to take
one.
Yeah, the white king has to take the bishop on fox. The black king takes the bishop on foxtrot 7.
Yes. And then the fox or knight can take the whole of 6 pawn.
No, the king of
fox. No. It's defeated. Okay. It's defended. So black will have a bishop and a rook. And white will have bishop and a knight.
And a bishop on echo 3. There's a bishop on echo 3 and a knight on
that's
fox.
The only one, the only bishop. Bishop echo 3 and knight. Fox 4, that's the only piece.
And a rook on hotel 1.
Ah, the rook, yeah.
Black will have 3 connected center pawns for a piece, but white will have an outside pass pawn and alpha 2. Alpha 2 pawn cannot be traded off. The white golf 3 pawn cannot be traded off. So the white king and 2 minor pieces must control centre pass pawns. I don't think white is losing. Okay, that's a tricky position. So king golf 2 would set up a very difficult end. So white in the game plays bishop takes knight, foxtrot 2. Well, you've been looking to play bishop golf 4 check.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's the only check you've got. You're still with knight foxtrot echo 6 check and knight takes golf 6. It must be the only move on the board, bishop golf 4 check.
So king takes.
Well, if king hotel 2 first, what do you do then as black?
Bishop Felix 5.
Ah, which covers both squares, yeah. And then you're just a queen up. Well, you're a queen up for 3 minor pieces. Oh no, 2 minor pieces. Oh, rook and rook and rook each. So black's got queen and bishop, and white's got 4 minor pieces. But black has got centre pass pawns ready to roll. I fancy black to do something in that position. I think the white pieces coordinate well without any pawns to support them, especially the knights. They're going to be...
If the king doesn't take the bishop now, the bishop can go to foxtrot 5, and that prevents both mates.
No, it doesn't. Oh, yeah, it does.
And does. Six?
No, there's pawn. If king hotel 2, bishop foxtrot 5, 4.
Yeah.
Well, the bishop can't remain on foxtrot 5.
Yes. That prevents both mates. Golf 6 and echo 6.
And then pawn, golf, white plays pawn, golf 4.
Yeah.
So 4.
Black's losing a piece.
Not quite.
Queen. Queen check.
Queen delta 2. Queen delta 2.
No, delta.
Yes, queen delta 2. It attacks the bishop and attacks the knight. And before you have a chance to grab the bishop on Felix. Queen delta 2 attacks 2 pieces. Wish check.
You're attacking foxtrot 4, more importantly, yeah.
Yes, and I also pin the Felix 2, so I prevent the move bishop on 3.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. So, king hotel 2, a bishop foxtrot 5, if pawn... Queen delta 2, threatening both.
Yeah, or maybe bishop Eva 5 is probably strong also. I wonder whether it's not any better.
And you're pinning the important foxtrot 4 knight, and you've given your king a flight square. Anything other than hotel 2, bishop black has stabilized the position. Well, king takes bishop goff four. You now have three pieces of your queen at last. When playing queen takes goff six.
Yeah, we could see everything of that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course, yeah. And you had a half hour park, well, in the middle of all this, yes?
Yeah. I'll drink a beer.
Yeah, or both.
Again.
Right. King takes golf four. There's only one move for black. Actually, there's two. But the sensible one is to play 8 to bravo 4. Mm-hmm. So you've pinned the important knight.
Yes.
At the cost of two pieces. But it's better than checkmate.
Of course.
And All right. White in the game plays foxtrot 3.
Okay, right. Take knight.
You say eliminate it immediately.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm not quite sure how to assess this because white will then have rook and two minor pieces as compensation against the queen and two pawns. I think whichever side I'd like to play would be very difficult. If these pawns get going, white will lose. So the white pieces have to constrain these black pawns.
What do you play if I first play the queen on alpha 8 check or something like that first?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Bishop delta 5?
Well, if queen alpha 8 check, bishop delta 5.
Rook takes foxtrot 4 check.
Yes.
Pawn takes foxtrot 4.
Queen takes that.
So you got two minor pieces for your rook this time. Previously, if you'd have taken it immediately, you're only getting one.
Yes.
If you wait for queen alpha 8 check black, you'll get two minor pieces for your rook. So you don't have to take the knight immediately. You can just keep probing with a few checks.
Yeah.
And now you also have queen alpha 3.
There's queen alpha 3 check to be considered as well.
Yeah, but it's quite different because the rook is not attacked. The rook on hotel 1 is not attacked. And you anyway at trying to play rook takes knight.
Yeah.
This knight is too dangerous.
I agree. I agree. To avoid the mate, you must play rook takes knight at some point.
And the fact is that if you have played the first the queen on hotel 8 on alpha 8, if he captures back the knight, you get the rook.
Yeah. All right. Black goes prodding and probing. First move for black is queen alpha 3 check, just to see what white does.
That's the move of the game move?
The game move is queen alpha 3 check, yeah. I don't know what black is hoping for. Maybe black anticipating playing rook takes knight anyway. But just wants to force the white king backwards a little bit more. The game move for white is bishop echo 3. So blocks the check. Well, you either take the knight or you can. Queen check can't do any. The game move for black is queen alpha 8 check.
Yeah.
Hang on, I better just check this. King, fox shot three, queen, alpha three. Yeah, this is right. Bishop echo three, queen, alpha eight. Now, the game move for white is bishop five.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
What? Why? Because rook takes Felix check, followed by queen takes bishop check.
I am speculating. This is move 30, I think. Yeah, this is move 30. 40 moves in 2 hours. How much time do you think the player has left?
Not much.
So ideas get missed. They could be down to maybe 2 minutes each to reach the time. It wouldn't surprise you, would it? I don't know, but I'm speculating time.
Black is won. Win.
Black wins now.
Black can win with rook takes Felix 4. I agree. But what if you only have 2 minutes?
No.
The white should play knight delta 5, right? And bishop.
Yeah, that would keep the game going, wouldn't it? Yeah.
No.
I think rook takes foxtrot 4, black is just winning.
Yeah.
Because after queen takes delta 5, check, the knight from golf 5 has to come back to wreck a pawn. And black then plays queen takes pawn, alpha 2. Inside pawns are just irresistible. The white king has no shelter. The white pieces have no way of protecting each other in the centre. And the back pawns are just going to run through.
Are you sure they play? On delta 5, it's not knight on delta 5, because it seems better.
No, absolutely. The way the game plays out, the bishop removed. The bishop, this is the correct game move. The game moves are correct.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a blunder. It's a time trouble blunder. It happens. This is what happens when you put players under pressure. Both players have been put under pressure. Initially, black was under pressure, but then black started fighting back. And then white started fighting back. When black played knight foxtrot 6, white was given a big opportunity. So I think both players are short on time. Win with rook takes foxtrot 4. But the game move for black is queen alpha 5.
Uh-huh.
Well, white could go back bishop foxtrot 7 and we could have a draw by perpetual repetition.
Where is he?
Well, this is what happened. You've had a high pressure opening. White introduces queen takes golf 7, bishop echo 6, putting the black king under great pressure.
But now there is knight check, the king goes to either 8. Then we have then we have the king will come into play. We have knight, we have something on Charlie 7, not yet.
Knight echo 6, check.
That's a horrible decision to make.
Knight Eva 6 check or
which one?
Foxtrot.
Knight 4 to echo 6, okay. What do you do if black runs for the queen side with king echo 8?
Knight takes Gustav 7.
Oh dear.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might win the ending. Knight Foxtrot Echo 6 check. King Echo 8.
Okay, knight takes glove 7. What is it?
Knight.
Knight, fox, shot, echo 6, check. King, echo 8.
Knight takes glove 7, I said. Oh, okay.
I know, it's a tiring game. Knight, fox, shot, echo 6, check. King, echo 8.
Knight golf 6 probably also wins. Yeah, knight golf
6.
Say again, whoever said that. Knight fox plus echo 6. Check. King echo 8. Now
Bishop
what?
Bishop Charlie 6.
Bishop Charlie 6, check. Then what?
And mate.
It's mates, because fox plus 8, delta 8 are controlled by the echo 6 knight. Delta 7 by the Charlie 6 checking bishop, and Foxtrot 7 by the Golf 5 knight. So after knight Foxtrot Echo 6 check, you force the king to go to Golf 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Knight takes Golf 7 might have won.
Yeah, it works also because you have after the bishop to Charlie 6 check. The knight that checks on Eva 6 again, the knight checks on Eva 7, so the king will be on Charlie 8 and even in Bella 8, and then you have moves like you retreat the bishop and you can give a check on Charlie 6 and you pick up the rook. So it's a
Okay. The game move is knight on Foxtrot 4 to Echo 6 check. So, as King Echo 8, Bishop Charlie 6 is mate, the Black King goes King Golf 8. So you're walking into an extra attack. So this Echo 6 check has so many knights, has so many discovered checks, but you have to pick your one carefully. Where's it going to go? When you get a check, the Black King could come back to Foxtrot Ace. And if the king gets to Foxtrot 8, it could get to Echo 8 to Delta 8. So where are you going to give a discovered check?
Knight takes Charlie 5.
If you do that, when your knight moves back somewhere, your Delta 5 bishop, you might be losing a piece across the fifth rank.
How?
The queen is an alpha 5.
Okay, I discovered check, you know.
Yeah, king, fox, shot 8, then what?
Knight, Gustav, echo 6.
Then king, okay.
King, fox, shot 7, right? It's not possible.
No, the king can't go to Hotel 7. There's a rook on Hotel 1.
Oh, yeah.
All right. King, Foxtrot 8. And then knight on golf to Foxtrot 6. King, echo 8. Oh, you haven't got Bishop Charlie 6 mate anymore.
Yes.
Because there's a Foxtrot 7 flight square. You can pick up a piece with golf 7 check, king delta 7, but you're losing a piece back on the fifth rank. Your Charlie 5 knight is pinned to your unprotected Delta 5 bishop. If the Black King is allowed to run across the back rank, it might escape. So you have a knight on Echo 6. You're going to give a discovered check, and the response might be King Fox plus 8.
But if you give your discovered check on Charlie 7, if he goes to Felix 8, then Golf 6 is a mate.
Golf 6 isn't a mate. That knight's gone to Echo 6 to Charlie 7.
Yes. No. You have a knight on Felix 4.
That's knight on Foxtrot 4 goes to Echo 6 check. That's the game move.
Okay. Knight Charlie 7 check.
Yeah. King Foxtrot 8. Yeah.
Knight Hotel 7 check.
The game move is a knight on Foxtrot 4 that goes to
Echo 6.
Yes.
It's not a knight on Golf 5 that goes there.
No, a knight on Foxtrot 4 goes to Echo 6 check.
Oh.
Yeah. So knight king. Hotel 7 check.
Yeah. And then what does the Black King do?
Echo cannot go to Echo 8 and Foxtrot 7 and Golf 8. And it's mate, of course.
It's checkmate.
Yeah.
So the threat. So Black has just played King Golf 8.
Yeah.
If White plays Knight Charlie 7 check, and Black replies King Foxtrot 8, the Echo 8 square is covered, the Foxtrot 7 square is covered, the Golf 8 square, they're all covered by white minor pieces. If you can give a check and it can't be taken, it's mate. Knight Hotel 7 is mate.
Mm-hmm.
So it
should be Echo 6.
In that case, if Knight Charlie 7 check, Black must play Pawn Echo 6.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to take it, aren't you? Yeah.
Right.
Bishop takes Echo 6 check, I assume. So this is proposed line. Knight Charlie 7 check. Pawn Echo 6, we think, is forced. Or it's mate on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop takes Echo 6 check.
Yep.
The king must go to Foxtrot 8. Then what?
Foxtrot 8, right?
Sorry?
It's on Foxtrot 8 now.
Black King will be on Foxtrot 8. White Knight Charlie 7, White Bishop on Echo 6. And the Black King's on Foxtrot 8. Your knight prevents the king from going to Echo 8. Your knight protects the bishop on Echo 6.
Knight Hotel 7. Knight Hotel 7 check. King Echo 7.
Is forced. Keep analysing.
Bishop Gold 5 check.
Where can the king go? It can't take the bishop on Echo 6. It can't take its pawn on Delta 6. It can't go to Delta 7 because of the Echo 6 bishop. It can't go to Delta 8 because of the Golf 5 bishop. It can't go to Echo 8 because of the Charlie 7 knight. It can't go to Foxtrot 8 because of the Hotel 7 knight. It can't go to Foxtrot 6 because it's in check from Golf 5. Only one move left.
Bishop Foxtrot 6.
Bishop Foxtrot 6? But now what?
Rook Echo 1.
Yeah. Where are the pieces? Where are the white pieces?
Gold 5, echo 6, Charlie 7, Hotel 7. Hotel
okay. 5. That's right. So you just played Bishop Gold 5 check. Black has just blocked it with Bishop Foxtrot 6.
Yes.
Kingside pieces.
Aha. Bishop takes Foxtrot 6, of course.
Wins a piece. And where does the black king go?
Nowhere.
Do you want to check this line then? Proposed move, knight Charlie 7 check. If king Foxtrot 8, knight Hotel 7 check, knight from Gold 5, Hotel 7 check, immediately. Proposed move, knight Charlie 7 check, defense pawn echo 6. Proposed move, bishop takes echo 6 check. King Foxtrot 8 is forced because white has a rook on Hotel 1. Proposed move, knight Hotel 7 check, forces the black king to the center, king echo 7. Proposed move, bishop Gold 5 check. Black king has no moves. Echo 6 bishop protected. Echo 6 bishop takes all the light squares away. The dark squares on the back rank are taken away by the white Hotel 7 or 5 bishop. And king echo 8 is illegal because of the knight on Charlie 7. The black. That square is doubly protected by knight Hotel 7, bishop. White plays bishop takes bishop Foxtrot 6, and it's checkmate.
Yeah.
But I told you the players.
Yeah.
So the game move for white is knight Charlie 7, check. Looks like white saw it. And what I've been suggesting as proposed moves are game moves. Game move for black, pawn echo 6. The game move for white, bishop takes echo 6, check. Forcing game move for black, king of Foxtrot 8. This is the analysis now you need to do. Knight Hotel 7, check. Game move, forces king echo 7. Bishop Gold 5, check. Game move.
Yeah.
Bishop Foxtrot 6. Black plays along. Black gives white the opportunity of checkmate. Game move for white is bishop takes bishop, checkmate. And we have a curious piece pattern. The two bishops control lots of squares, and the two knights protect the parallel bishops.
Wow, it's fantastic. Yeah, he made a mistake. He didn't take the knight, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would you believe me if I told you that was a 5-minute game?
No.
No, I wouldn't try to tell you it's a 5-minute game. I think it's a full 2-hour game.
Yeah.
It's 5 minutes at the end.
Maybe they had 5 minutes or less at the end. Yeah.
They both made blunder there.
Well, this is what
the queen sacrifice was not good.
The queen sacrifice was not sound, but it worked.
Yeah.
Because
when black was under pressure, black played knight Foxtrot 6. That gave white a tremendous opportunity. It was still not winning for white because black at the end found good moves but missed rook takes Foxtrot 4 for on about three moves running and missed two minor pieces for a rook. Black could have won. Now white didn't have to allow that. White bishop delta 5 was a mistake.
It was the first big mistake.
Really. Yeah, that was the first serious error that white made. Queen takes Gold 6 was a tremendously brave move to play. It should not have worked, but it gave him a very the position because black played knight fox foxtrot. Players under pressure often play strange moves.
It, to that point, and then.
Yeah, I mean, knight foxtrot 6 had some good sense in it, but the queen alpha 5 and move the echo 8 rook just gave the black king a flight path.
Yep.
So, I think white played bravely, came up with a great idea. It shouldn't have worked, but players under pressure can get it wrong. And then black had to play with imagination to fight his way back in. But then Miss Rook takes foxtrot 4, simply 1 point, and then Miss Rook takes foxtrot 4 after to win 2 pieces for the rook and the alpha pawn for a winning ending.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, if this was ice skating, I don't know how you would score. How would you score white's performance? You know, you can give points up to 6 points for a perfect score. You know, who will get the better point score, black or white? Well, I suppose white gets it because white won.
Winner, yes.
and black would have to have deducted for missing rook takes foxtrot 4. I mean,
it shouldn't have been allowed.
Yeah, white must have missed it as well. But the whole point of
black, yeah, they both made big blunders right in a row, you know.
Black played with so much imagination to give 2 pieces away on the king side to pin the white fox.
Yeah.
So black played brilliantly to get the opportunity to save the game, to save the mate in one. But then failed to appreciate that the knight just had to be eliminated no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Okay. Very dramatic.
Entertaining, flawed, but this is what happens. And this is what happens especially players come up with great ideas and fail to follow them up correctly.
Yeah, that's common. For sure.
So, yes, again, whites get 3 pieces for a queen. Only unlike last week, where white got 3 minor pieces in 3 moves, it took white about 15 moves to get three minor pieces.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, thank you, Paul. It was entertaining.
Paul, just want to ask a question. Who played against who?
They're two Russian fairly unknown players at the time. The surname of White is Malinin, M-A-L-I-N-N, Malinin.
Mm-hmm.
And the surname of Black, I guess, Savinov. White eventually became a grandmaster in 2004, and Black, I think, became an international master sometime around 2000. And then played in 1988.
Ah.
I think they're not serious chess players. They are professional people in their own rights in the academic world, both of them, I think. So that they may be professors in an academic field, but they also actually every other Russian played take chess seriously. So had they dedicated their lives to chess, who knows where they would be. But they had professional roots and enjoyed playing chess.
Yeah.
A safer course for life choice.
Well, what you have to bear in mind is one player was born in 1956, and I think the other about 1966. So the player born in 56, around about 1976, Karpov was world champion. When he'd be 20, Karpov would be 20. So how on earth could he break into the system?
Yeah, probably he would not have been as good as Karpov.
He'd have been nowhere near as good as Karpov at 20. So he would not be in the chess system. So he would not get any opportunities to become a world-class grandmaster.
Yeah, in that
system. The system would not support him. The system system would not support him.
Yes.
And the same applies to Black. Black did not achieve sufficiently high elo or didn't achieve enough to be supported by the system. But he would be 20 in about 1986 or so. Well, by then, Korchnoi had defected. The Soviet Union hadn't yet broken up. And we had Kasparov on the scene as well. So you had Kasparov and Karpov.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at those two and you think, well, how can I break into the system?
What we don't know is how much, maybe they had very little into chess. It was emphasizing academic already. So.
Yeah, I had a quick look at their bios. I had a quick look at their biographies. And it seems that they're professionals who played chess. They're professional people, academically, whose hobby is chess.
We don't know when they chose that. They might have chosen that at 10 years old, and they might have chosen that at 18 years old.
Every Russian schoolboy is taught chess. So they learn it. They get up to good club level, good amateur level. But they look around the class, they see that they're top of the class. So they say to themselves, am I living in another?
Yeah. Unless they did that with no effort.
Mm.
Good as that guy who was slaving away 15 hours a day, then they might say, I could beat him easily if I just do this. So I agree, you say.
Yeah, but in 1976 and 1986, you were still dependent on print literature and how much print material gets into Russia, gets into the Soviet system.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, some will get in. They have the books, but they would have been priority for the top players. The average Russian player would not have access to much of the material from the West.
Sure. Well, great. How about next week? Do you know what? Next month, even.
There will be a session next week. I'm not going to a tournament. I think there are four Sundays in October. I'm not quite sure about the last one. I'll have to check the dates, but definitely the first three. I'll send an email out in about 3 or 4 days' time.